KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture, tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 in the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson.
If your roof starts to leak or your floor's really squeaky, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
Pick up the telephone, pick up your home sweet home. I call it 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie App, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done or plan for projects you want to tackle in the weeks and months ahead, because we are quickly approaching the end of the summer here. We've got a couple of weeks left, I think, technically speaking. When does summer end? Isn't it like
September 21st is the first day of fall?
I was going to say the 15th. Oh, is that what it is? 21st? Okay. So we got, a couple of weeks, maybe 3 weeks left, depending on when you're hearing the show. And that's a great time to start thinking about what you're going to do after the summer, because it's going to get cold eventually. You're going to want to zip up your house, keep the energy inside of it. You might want to maybe spruce up some more spaces. So when you move your outdoor office, I always call my porch my outdoor office, back inside when it gets too cold. You might want to make that space nicer. Maybe it's a project you want to do yourself. Maybe it's one you want to get some help, hire a pro. Whatever is on your to-do list, you can slide it right over to ours when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's our phone number, 888-666-3974. Or you can also post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, do you love your outdoor spaces? Well, if those spaces are limited to the backyard, the Department of Energy says you may be missing a big opportunity in other spaces. It's called a social front yard. We're going to explain this new growing trend and how to take advantage of the other side of your property in just a bit.
All right. And also coming up, do you have a deck that needs a makeover? Well, between the splinters and the staining, a wood deck can take a lot of fun out of your summer weekends. But now there's a better option available at Lowe's called a Trex Deck Kit, which makes updating or even replacing your deck with beautiful new composite decking a breeze. We'll explain just ahead.
And with all the recent summer storms, did you have a tree or two taken down? Or maybe it came down on its own? Well, what about the stump that was left behind? We're going to share four easy options to make that disappear.
Plus, do you have any big projects you want to take on? We've got a big giveaway that can help. We're giving away a Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer, and that we have ready to send out to one lucky listener.
I love my Control Pro. It makes it easy for DIYers to tackle paint projects like decks or fences or even an entire house. This giveaway is worth $379, so it is a good one. If you want to win it, you must reach out to us with your home improvement questions. Now, the Wagner Control Pro line is available exclusively at Lowe's, but we do have this one to give away to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Reach out to us now with those questions, 1-888-MONEYPIT. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Sharon in Georgia, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm interested in tearing down a wall that's between two rooms, And I'm wondering if I can do that by myself. I don't have any experience at all. Or if it's something that I would need to have an expert do.
Maybe, maybe not.
It depends. What's in the wall? Is it load-bearing?
Yeah.
How do you tell that?
Well, where is this wall? First of all, what kind of house do you have? What shape is your house? Is it colonial, ranch?
Bi-level.
Bi-level, okay.
Upstairs part and a downstairs part.
Right, and where is the wall?
The wall is two bedrooms, and the wall is right between the two bedrooms.
Hmm. So is it parallel with the front wall of the house and the back wall of the house, or is it perpendicular?
It is perpendicular.
It's most likely not a bearing wall. That is my sight unseen assessment. I could be wrong, but it's most likely not, because usually in a bi-level, the only bearing wall is the center wall that goes down the middle parallel with the front and the back wall of the house. But even that said, you know, what you can do as a do-it-yourselfer is you can tear out the drywall and, you know, get to that. But remember, once you do that, Sharon, you're going to be looking at plumbing, you could be looking at heating ducts, you could be looking at wiring, not to mention the fact that you're going to have to patch all that drywall. So there's a lot to it.
I thought I could be a do-it-yourselfer. I really wanted to do the project myself.
Well, look, you can do it yourself. We don't want you to become a do-it-to-yourselfer, all right? So you really should not be doing the electrical work yourself. What you could do...
I am concerned about that part.
Yeah, what you could do is take apart all the drywall. That's easy to do. But again,
out the trim, take down the drywall.
Yeah, I mean, maybe if you get it all ready, you can have a carpenter just come pull the wall out, an electrician right around the outlet, and you'll be done.
All right, well, I just wanted some expert advice about that.
All right.
I'm glad you told me before I got in the middle of it.
Exactly. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Howard in Michigan, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I built a cedar deck about 10 years ago, and I cleaned it and stained it about four or five years ago, and it needs to be stained again. And I'm just wondering, when I stained it the first time, I washed it. I didn't sand it. I just washed it really good with deck cleaner and stained it. Now, I'm wondering if I should wash it and sand it and stain it again, or if I should use a darker stain.
Well, you got 4 years out of it, correct?
Yes.
And that's generally, you know, with a good quality stain on a horizontal surface, you're going to get 3 to 5 years.
Okay.
As a duration. So at this point, you know, and was it a solid color stain or a sheer or semi-transparent, I'm sorry?
Yeah, I used a semi-transparent stain the first time.
Okay, so at this point, I don't think you need to sand it down. I would do the same thing. I would do a good deck cleaning, get off whatever is loose. You know, if there are some areas that are troublesome or it seems as if, you know, the stain is doing something tricky, you could strip it, but I don't think you really need to. And once you've prepped it properly, I would go with a solid color stain at this point because you're getting more graying, because, you know, you've done a semi-transparent before. And a solid color stain is going to give you, you know, a heavier pigmentation but still allow you to see the graining through to let, you know, the natural beauty of the wood show. But it's going to last you a little bit longer. You're looking at a 5 to 7 year duration if everything is prepped properly.
Okay, that's what I want.
All right, good luck with that project, Howard. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie does the heavy lifting for you with top pros to get the job done right. Download the Angie app today.
And just ahead, outdoor living has never been more popular. And now the DOE says there's a new trend to create those spaces in the front of your house, too. They're called social front yards, and we'll explain the key elements after this.
You live in a money pit.
Did you know you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deich Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you can easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com. Does your backyard need a makeover? Check out Rumblestone from Pavestone. You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces. A paver patio or walkway, a garden retaining wall, a fire pit, grill enclosure, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone. To find a retailer near you, project ideas, and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance, one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow, so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle Filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, if you can dream it, you can build it, and we can help. Join us on the Money Pit podcast every Monday and Thursday. You can grab yours for free at moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey guys, if you have a big project to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, we have got a big giveaway that just might help, because we have the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer to give away to one very lucky, very fortunate DIY listener. Now, Wagner's Control Pro 170, this paint sprayer allows homeowners to take on big projects themselves instead of hiring a contractor. It's going to save you some money. And the paint sprayer features up to 55% less overspray than traditional airless sprayers, and it goes on three times faster than a roller. So it's going to get done quickly. It's going to use less paint. It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement, but we've got one to give away to one lucky listener. So make that you. You got to reach out to us with your question. We will draw one name out of the Money Pit hard hat and send off that Wagner Control Pro to you. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Rose in Pennsylvania is on the line, who has a problem, and I'm sorry to say, in this horrific hot summer, cooling her home. Tell us what's going on.
Well, actually, it's just one room. The house is air conditioned, but we have a room addition that was put on over a concrete porch, and below that a basement. And I was told that we couldn't get a doctor, an outlet, into this room. And I heard Richard Mr. Thuwe from this old house talking. He was going to talk about a heating and air conditioning room without ducts, and unfortunately I couldn't stay to listen to it, and I wondered if you could tell me about that.
Yeah, that's what Richard was talking about is something that we call mini-split ductless. Now, in a situation like this, a mini-split ductless system would be perfect because, like the name, you don't have any ducts, so you don't have to have a traditional air handler and then ducts that extend into the space. Mini-split ductless consists of a compressor that's outside and then the air handler, which hangs on the wall inside your addition. And there's a refrigerant tube and electrical wires that go from one to the next. And when the thermostat tells it to come on, the mini-split ductless system will come on, it will cool your house, and it will also could potentially warm it as well, because you can get a mini-split ductless system that's set up as a heat pump as well as just an air conditioner. So you can have additional heat in that space as well as cooling. They're made by a wide variety of manufacturers. You could take a look at, for example, Mitsubishi.
Okay.
Mr. Slim makes one. Fujitsu makes one. And I have one in my office, actually in my studio. And I have one in the studio because it's so quiet, we can be on the radio even with the mini-split ductless running.
Well, that's great. And the if it had heating, obviously that would be an electrical heating, right?
Well, it's heat pump.
Oh, okay, because we have oil heat for the house and air conditioning, but just this one room.
Yeah, it's electrical, yeah. But it's a heat pump system. Basically, the difference between heating and cooling when you're using this is a heat pump reverses the refrigeration cycle so that you get warm air inside as opposed to cold air.
Oh, okay. And are there any estimates, like just starting out, what price might be, I know it depends on, I imagine, the how large your room is, but I just wondered, into the thousands, of course.
Yeah, it will be into the thousands. I'm going to say probably a couple of $1,000.
For the unit plus installation.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's not inexpensive, but it's a real problem solver. And
right.
Once you have it, you'll be so much more comfortable. And you'll get the use out of that room, Right now you can't use the room too much, so you'll get the use out of it.
Well, we have the door open and the air and the cool, heat comes in somewhat, but you need like a fan in the winter. You need a little heater to add to it.
Yeah, this is a perfect solution for you, Rose. Take a look at the mini-split ductless systems. They have to be professionally installed, but it's going to make you much more comfortable in that space.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, and I do enjoy listening to you every week.
Thanks, Rose.
Well, outdoor spaces at home have come a long way in recent years, growing from a wish list item to an essential design element that expands the livable space of your home. But while outdoor living has traditionally been focused on your backyard, the Department of Energy reports that creating what they call social front yards is gaining in popularity.
Yeah, a social front yard is basically a front yard that's designed not just for aesthetics, but also for sort of a natural area for friends and neighbors to interact. Now, according to the DOE, there are a few key elements to creating a social-friendly front yard. First of all, outdoor rooms, right? The social front yard typically has to support functions like playing and resting and entertaining. If the area is not used, it's not a success. So you want to make sure your design makes social and functional spaces feel like an integral part of the entire front yard rather than sort of a disconnected fragment or section.
All right, now let's talk about variable seating. Now, just like your backyard, it's smart to create various seating areas within that larger space. And this can take the form of a seating area like a fire pit, a bistro table if you're thinking about casual eating, maybe a porch swing, or just even general lounging hangout areas. And you also want to think about fencing to keep your kids and your pets safe. It's nice for kids to be able to play in your front yard, but it also poses the risk of the street. And depending on where you live, it could be a very busy street. So fencing could be needed to keep your kids safe. You also want to think about sight lines from the street to the yard. Now, possibly this is the most important thing to consider, and you want to make sure that your home doesn't feel closed off or imposing. So paths should appear welcoming so that landscaping should allow views from the street, and that's going to create an inviting feel. You don't want to kind of like trap yourself with landscaping or fencing and change that whole kind of welcoming feel of the front of the house just to give you that functionality, but it definitely is awesome to use that front lawn.
And, of course, we used to have all this covered when porches were more popular, but if you don't have one, these are a great way to create a welcoming space to hang out and enjoy family and friends. I am one of the few fortunate homeowners that actually still has a porch.
And we do enjoy it, spend time on it. But I guess even if you have a porch, you could have like sort of a second tier, right, where it kind of goes out into your front yard and creates some of those other sort of really comfortable spaces.
Yeah, porches are the best. But if you don't have one, front yards work too.
You know, it kind of redefines curb appeal too, doesn't it? It's like we always think of curb appeal as the presentation of the house and the trim, and the lawn's all trimmed, painted neatly. But now it's going to look like a total chill-out space, no matter what side of the house you're looking at.
Now we're heading over to Nebraska, where Dan's on the line with a mold situation. What's going on?
So I put up a pole building 3 years ago, and it's 48 by 36 and 10-foot side walls. And I finished off about 700 square feet on the inside, and sheetrocked it, put R30 in the ceiling, R19 on the walls, and it's got a 4-inch slab concrete base to it. And this spring I went out there, and I had mold all over everything, and I don't know what's causing that. The first 2 years, I never had a bit of problem.
Well, it's been a very wet year. Now, you have no heat in this building, I presume?
I heat the bathroom, which is about 8 by 10 during the winter here in Nebraska, and the rest I don't heat.
Well, look, mold needs three things to survive. It needs moisture, it needs air, and it needs food. And all of those things are available in that pole building. Your walls are made of drywall, I presume?
Yes, sir. Sheetrock. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right, drywall, yeah. So the paper face on that is terrific mold food. And you have moisture there, you have plenty of air, and you're not heating it, so the humidity is always pretty high, and that's why you're growing mold. So you need to at least ventilate that building if you're not going to heat it to keep moving the air through it so the humidity doesn't become quite as high. But at this point, if you've got all that mold, it has to be treated.
Yeah, and I've done that. I've gotten that all out of there. Right now, but I put a dehumidifier in there just
Okay, well, that'll help.
You know, and it took me like 2.5 days, and I got it down to like 30%, so it came right down. Do I need to seal the floor, the concrete floor in there?
I don't think that's necessarily the cause of the problem. I don't think it's a bad idea to seal the floor. But I think that this is just a condition of the fact that you've got a damp building there with no central heating system, with plenty of drywall, plenty of moisture, and plenty of air. So it's just because of the conditions, the mold's going to grow. Now, there were other ways that you could have constructed these walls. For example, there's a product called Den's Armor, which is a fiberglass face drywall that's specifically designed not to grow mold because it's not organic. But with paper face, in an unheating building like that, I'm not surprised that it grew that it grew. Well, I am surprised it took 2 years, but it might just be that it was just so moist this last year that it really took off.
How do I go ahead and vent that building?
Well, what I would do is I would probably have a fan in there that was based on the humidistat, so when the humidity got really high, that it would kick on and draw air out of that building, kind of like having an attic fan but on a humidistat instead of a thermostat. Right. That plus the dehumidifier should help you keep the moisture to a minimum. But keep an eye out for mold because, you know, once it gets started, then it really can take off quickly, and it sounds like that's what happened in this case. So if you catch it sooner than later, you're going to be much better off.
Yes, I want to try to eliminate it completely, so I'll try that.
All right, and when you do find the mold, when it gets there, you make sure you treat it properly so that you kill the mold spores. Don't just try to scrub it off because it'll come right back. You got to treat it to kill the mold spores, then clean off the rest.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Get your home projects done right with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, is your deck ready for a pick-me-up or even a total replacement? Well, Trex is making that easier than ever with the introduction of the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit, exclusively at Lowe's. We're going to explain when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
The tradition continues at the Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista, featuring delicious steaks and seafood, chicken soup, salads, and much more. The Dry Creek Station, family-owned and operated, open since 1992, serving dinner Tuesday through Sunday from 5 to 9 p.m. with happy hour from 3 to 5. The Dry Creek Station is famous for their steamer clams. Friday through Sunday, don't miss their fabulous weekend specials. The Dry Creek Station at 22025 Highway 299 East in Bella Vista. So come on down to the Dry Creek Station, where quality and value meet.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
The money.
Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better. Welcome back to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Don't you guys hate it when you're smack in the middle of a project and you get stuck? Well, that's when you call us, because getting you unstuck, kind of what we do.
Yeah, no matter what project you might be stuck on, we can probably help. I mean, think of us like the virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is, we're good for 1,001 uses for sure.
Pat in Arkansas is dealing with a humid house. What's going on there?
Well, I have a new heat pump, and it's not taking out the humidity. Of course, I live in a humid area, but I just wondered, it's supposed to take out the humidity, as I understood.
Well, not really. I mean, air conditioners in general, central air conditioners, which is essentially what a heat pump is, are not designed to be dehumidifiers. They do dehumidify by virtue of the fact that they're cooling the air, but they're not as effective as other forms of dehumidifiers. There's a couple of other ones that you could consider, one of which is called a whole home dehumidifier, and that's built into the HVAC system. It would be built into the duct system, and that can take out about 90 pints of water a day. Uh-huh. There's another type of standalone dehumidifier. In fact, I just put one of these in my own house, and I thought it was absolutely terrific. It's by Santa Fe, and it's a small dehumidifier that installs, in my case, I put it in my basement, and actually is suspended from the ceiling in an unfinished part of the basement. And it's only 12 by 12 by 22, mm-hmm. and it takes out 70 pints of water a day, and it's really neat. Once I had it up for an hour or so, I went down there, and you could just see this pretty strong stream of water dripping out of it, and all that water used to be in the air, and now it's no longer there. So you need to do some dehumidification, and I think that you'll find that that will do the trick, Pat.
Okay. What is the average humidity supposed to be in a house?
30 to 50%?
Well, yeah, I was going to say around 40, so we're in the same neighborhood.
Okay.
And if you put a good dehumidifier in, that will be set up to a humidistat so that you'll always know what the humidity is.
And it'll come on as it's needed.
Right, exactly.
Oh, okay. All righty. Well, I thank you so much.
Good luck, Pat. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, a beautiful new deck can be the centerpiece of your backyard outdoor living experience. But if your deck is ready for an update or even a complete replacement, there's a new option that makes this process so much easier, and it's rolling out exclusively at Lowe's.com. Now, it's called the Trex Transcend Deck Kit, and it includes all of the Trex materials that are required to build a 12-foot by 16-foot deck, including Trex's top-of-the-line Transcend decking, the Trex fascia, and the Trex Hideaway hidden fasteners.
Yeah, they've made it super easy, because pretty much with just one click on Lowe's.com, you can purchase everything you need and have it ready for pickup at your local Lowe's store, or it can be shipped directly to your project site. Now, Trex Transcend is a beautiful product. It's got a high-definition grain pattern. The Trex Transcend Deck Kit at Lowe's features the brand's very popular Island Mist color, and that's got a weathered look. It kind of looks like driftwood, but with none of the maintenance hassles that real wood needs to keep it maintained. Now, you can use the Trex Transcend to create a brand-new deck, or you could use it to make over one that's basically structurally sound but needs a big facelift. And that's a project I'm doing right now at our house. And I got to tell you, the transformation is spectacular. You know, in our case, we had a wood deck that was solid, but it was old and it was really in need of some dressing up. So what we decided to do is to remove the old wood decking and replace it with the Trex Transcend decking, and then also add the Transcend railing kits. And we've got now a beautiful new 12 by 16 plus deck, and it looks fantastic. And we were able to rely on a lot of the old structure in doing this.
Well, that's going to look great, and it really is going to be a lot easier to take care of. You're never going to need to worry about sanding or staining or painting, just an occasional soap and water clean, and it's going to keep it looking like brand spanking new. I mean, I've had our Trex deck, which is not even this new product, for, 15, 16 years in my house, and it looks fantastic. I mean, and truly, like, every so often I just kind of give it a quick clean just to get the dirt that, you know, blows around in the winter season off of it, and it looks fantastic. So think about that, guys. Such a time saver, and you're really going to get to enjoy it. You can check out the new Trex Transcend Deck Kit, available exclusively through Lowe's. Learn more at lowes.trex.com. That's lowes.trex.com.
I love that I was able to order everything online at Lowe's. I mean, just one click, and everything was in my shopping cart. I was able to buy it, ship it right to the house, and we were good to go.
Kevin in Rhode Island has a question about keeping a basement dry. What can we do for you?
I removed a downspout extension that took the water away maybe 3 feet from the foundation.
Okay.
And I replaced it because someone said it didn't look good. I replaced it with a cement kind of water carrier wave, which is 2 feet. And I noticed I have some water in the basement. So very damp. It's damp is what it is.
Yeah.
So I put a little crushed rock at the end of the extension, hoping that that would maybe help out on the water dispersing down or something.
Yeah, that's not going to do anything except prevent erosion. If you want to make your basement drier, you got to move the moisture away from it. You are on the right track with the downspout extension. Now, if you don't want to see that, you might want to explore the possibility of running your leader into a solid PVC pipe and running that underground, but it has to be pitched and then discharged somewhere. So it depends on kind of the shape of your property as to whether or not you could make that happen. But I would rather see those downspouts extended away from the foundation wall than deal with the water that can accumulate in the basement as a result.
Good idea.
All right, Kevin, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever lost trees from a storm, you may have a few stumps lying around. A tree service can get rid of those using a stump grinder, which is a machine that could play a part in the scariest horror movie that you could ever imagine. I mean, effective, but woo, yeah. Nightmare material.
Yeah, like a 4 foot wide spinning blade, right?
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Alive.
It really does work, but it is nightmare stuff. We're going to share some less dramatic and a lot safer options when the Money Pit continues.
Live in a money pit.
This is the Money Pit, broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today. Coming up, if you've ever lost trees from a storm, you may have a few stumps lying around. A tree service can get rid of those using a stump grinder, which is a machine that could play a part in the scariest horror movie that you could ever imagine. I mean, effective, but woo,
yeah.
Nightmare material.
Yeah, like a 4 foot wide spinning blade, right?
Oh my God, it's crazy.
Alive.
It really does work, but it is nightmare stuff. We're going to share some less dramatic and a lot safer options when the Money Pit continues. Setting a fence post, a mailbox, deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix in the red bag. There's no mixing needed when setting posts. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak with water. QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuikCrete Fast Setting Concrete Mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie, formerly Angie's List, helps homeowners tackle all their projects from everyday repairs to dream remodels. Read reviews, see upfront pricing for hundreds of projects, and instantly book today at Angie.com or on the Angie app.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Guys, whether you are dreaming or maybe doing a project, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. Follow along at the Money Pit podcast. You can go to moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, guys, if you've got a big project to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, we've got a big giveaway that can help. Right, Leslie?
We sure do. We've got the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. If you guys have an exterior painting project, this is awesome. I mean, painting a fence with a brush or a roller, it takes forever. There's so many nooks and crannies. But with the Wagner Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer, zip, 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 you have painted like a pro in all of those hard-to-get-to areas super easily. You're going to use 50% less overspray paint. You're not going to make a gigantic mess. It's going to go on three times faster than a roller. It's like you hired a pro, but you did it yourself. So this really is a fantastic prize to get a ton of painting projects done in the upcoming fall season that's going to make your house look exceptional. It's a great prize, so make sure you check it out both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement.
That Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer is going to go out to one listener. Make that you, whether you listen by radio, by podcast, on the website. We would love to include you in this giveaway, so call us with your questions, because that's how you qualify, or post them at moneypit.com. Our number, again, is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Dan in South Carolina needs some help with a garage project. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to know, is there any product, linoleum tile, I could put on my garage floor? It's been painted already with a stain, and they tell me I have to sand it up or anything. Is there anything I could put on that that would stay when I drive the car in and out?
Yeah, you know, there are garage floor systems, tile systems, designed specifically for garage floors and to stay in good condition when you drive the car over it. These are usually tile systems that lock together. They're very attractive. You could take a look at Race Deck, for example, racedeck.com. You'll see some drop-dead gorgeous floors there. And there are others as well. Once they're installed, you know, they look good, they clean easy, and, you know, they're not going to peel up.
And there's no glue involved? They lock together?
No, they lock together. And they snap together, and they're basically floating floors, but they're great.
Oh, great. Thank you very much.
Your place is going to look like Jay Leno's garage if you put this in.
Okay, that's what I want, without the cost.
All right, take care. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, a tree in your landscape can be a thing of beauty, but after it's gone, that stump left behind is not so cute. It's a tripping hazard. It can damage your lawnmowers. You try to mow around it. It's going to attract insects. And let's face it, guys, sawn-off trunks really don't look that great, so stump removal is truly your only option. And sad to say, guys, there's nothing easy about stump removal, but if you're willing to trade off waiting time for expense, there are a number of ways that you can eliminate the stump for very little cost. Here are a few of those different methods that you can choose from.
Yeah, now the most common method of stump removal is grinding, but that job is about as far away from DIY as you can get. You'd have to hire a tree service who uses a very specialized stump grinder, a machine, by the way, that resembles a torture machine from the scariest horror movie
The tool features a spinning circular grinding blade that is plunged into the ground again and again to chew up the stump and reduce it to sawdust. And it works really well, but it's super expensive. It will cost you hundreds to have a stump removed that way. But if you are a hardy do-it-yourselfer, you could also dig out the stump, and that's fine if it's a medium to small size stump. That can be done in a single afternoon. You basically have to dig around the stump with a pointed shovel to expose the roots and then cut through those exposed roots. The idea here is to get this kind of cut down below the grade line, and then you let Mother Nature do the rest.
All right. Now, another option is to use liquid stump removal products. They generally contain potassium nitrate, and that's going to speed up the microbial process of decomposition. It could be in liquid form. It could be in a powder form that you mix with some water. And this method works if you cut the stump as close to the ground as possible. Then what you do is you drill multiple 1-inch holes that are 10 inches deep in the top of the stump, and then you pour that chemical into the top of the holes. I mean, you really follow the directions, but what you're trying to do is get that product into the inside of the stump so it can decompose it from the inside.
Yeah, you have to wait several months for the chemical to really work, and then you chop out the softened wood with an axe and you fill the hole with soil. Now, I did this myself to a tree that was maybe 12 inches in diameter, maybe 15 inches in diameter, and it did work, but I burned out my drill in the process.
Oh, geez.
Well, because I chose a drill that probably wasn't designed for, you know, drilling 10 inch deep holes in oak, and it just fried. I smelled it. It burned up, and that was that. I had to throw it away. But the good news is I got the stump out.
And you got a new drill.
That's right. Not like I need an excuse to buy a new tool, mind you, but right. It's always helpful when I have one.
This is the Money Pit coming to you from the Angie Studios. When it comes to home projects, we know you want to nail it every time. Angie can do the heavy lifting for you with top pros who get the job done right. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, do you have a room in your home that's too hot or too cold? Well, we're going to share the solution to that dilemma next.
Live in a Money Pit.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco & Brew.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years,
Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
If you trust the government, if you believe the misinformation they're telling you is fact, you won't like our show, Poke the Hornet's Nest.
Hi, I'm your host, Doug Janke, and along with co-host Nick Gardner, we'll expose the dark side of governmental deception and misinformation from our local level, statewide, and to the national and world views.
On second thought, maybe the government believers should listen to the view of two middle-class, well-informed, working Americans.
Be sure to tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday right here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM, 8 to 9 every other Sunday morning.
And remember, you don't have to believe the artificial intelligence these people with college degrees are telling you, because sometimes they're misleading you. Listen to the other side of the news.
In an effective and very inexpensive way to do it is if you simply cut a hole in the wall the size of a return vent, right? Now, a return vent basically just covers that hole, and it's wide open, and you block out the bottom of the open wall cavity in the top. Now you have like sort of a square-framed hole in your wall. Put a return vent on one side, a return vent on the other, and now you get another way that air inside the room can get drawn back to the rest of the house. So no matter how you do it, you got to recirculate that air if you want to be cool and comfortable in the summer and if you want to be warm in the winter. And those are a couple of ways to do just that.
All right. Next up, Ronnie wrote in saying, I've got an annoying plumbing problem. I have a small ranch-style home built in 1967. When taking a shower and the water is used in another part of the house, the hot or cold water decreases in the shower. Can this problem be remedied?
Yeah, it's happening because there's not enough incoming water pressure, Ronnie, and as a result, the pressure is going to drop for either the hot or the cold when the water is used elsewhere. And because of that, you get less pressure in your shower, plus you often get big changes in water temperature in that shower, and that can cause a very surprisingly cold or hot water blast of water that is pretty uncomfortable. But there is a solution. It's called simply a pressure balance valve, and that's exactly what it does. It's not going to stop the pressure from fluctuating, but it will keep the balance between the amount of hot water and cold water flowing in that shower consistent. So that will stop those unpleasant temperature changes. And the other thing that you might want to do is reach out to your water company or have your plumber check the water pressure at the main. Now, if it's less than 50 pounds, there may be a number of ways to increase this and therefore reduce or eliminate the problem. A lot of times if you have low water pressure, you know, it becomes increasingly more difficult. But 50, 60, 70, that would be in the normal range. That's what you're looking for.
All right. Hope that gives you a hand, Ronnie. And then, you know, you can take a nice hot shower without anybody disturbing the water temp and pressure and all those things. And then, you know, your kids will just have to dump a pitcher of cold water over your head to get the same effect.
The old-fashioned way.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, thanks for spending this little part of your day with us. We hope you're enjoying these final weeks of summer. If you've got some questions about projects you're planning for the weeks ahead, we'd love to hear from you. Just reach out anytime this week at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions online at moneypit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy four windows and get the fifth one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy four.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Continued fallout from President Biden's decision to forgive student loan debt.
The optics on this announcement are already horrible for the Biden administration, as even some on the left are saying this move will exacerbate the inflation we're all experiencing.
Andy Mangione, Senior Vice President for the Association of Mature American Citizens, says the president's decision to forgive $10,000 worth of student loans for some and $20,000 for others is a slap in the face.
Every hardworking American who scrimped and saved and sacrificed to put their kids through college or help them to pay off their student loans.
Also at townhall.com, the chill in the housing market rippling out to carpenters and others, many small businesses that lose out when fewer homeowners renovate their properties.
Inflation was already causing some homeowners to delay big renovation projects as prices for building materials, fixtures, and appliances jumped. More recently, higher mortgage rates put a damper on the number of homes being sold. According to the Remodeling Futures Program at the Joint Center for Housing Studies of Harvard University, things will be slow for a while. Growth in homeowner spending for improvements and repairs expected to slow for the rest of this year and the first half of 2023. Bob Agnew reporting.
A few states have been amending or repealing pay-to-stay laws. They require former prisoners to reimburse states for their cost of jail stays. Turbulence continues in professional golf. Saudi-backed LIV Golf has joined the antitrust lawsuit against the PGA Tour. Four players who have signed with the rival league have now withdrawn their names. That amended complaint has now been filed in federal court. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Health officials warning stinking piles of garbage on the streets of Edinburgh, threatening the health and safety of the public as strikes by garbage collectors continuing in the Scottish capital. It's now moved into day number 9. International correspondent Zara Shakley.
The warning from Public Health Scotland came as garbage collectors in Newham, a borough of London, also walked out for a week over a pay dispute. Images of food waste and diapers rotting on the streets is just adding to the scenes of chaos in the UK as industrial disputes multiply amid soaring food and energy costs. Bathers in the UK were warned last week to stay away from dozens of beaches as heavy rain flushed raw sewage into rivers and seas. Britain is facing a massive cost of living crisis with wage increases failing to keep up with inflation. Sarah Shackley, London.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It took a lot of work over a number of weeks, but now officials in the central Chinese city of Ruzhou report success in their hunt for an invasive species of fish spotted in a local lake just last month.
Native to North America, alligator gar are sometimes kept as pets in China, where they're considered invasive. Upon being alerted, Ruzhou city officials began a torturous search. After nets failed, a sonar team was brought in, also to no avail, and so the drastic decision to drain the lake. By this time, the city's efforts had caught the attention of Chinese social media. A live stream of the draining operation this week was watched by more than 30 million people keen to catch a glimpse of the slippery offender. But even this didn't produce immediate results, and some began questioning Ruzhou's priorities. Now, 2 days later, workers say they found not one but two gar reportedly ensconced in a pipe.
More on these stories at townhall.com.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
Money Pit is presented by Trex Decking, Deich Coatings, the Angie app, QuickCrete, and SunTouch.com. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And we are here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, your home, your condo, your yurt, whatever you consider home. We would love to help you make it the home that you want it to be. This is episode 2235. You can follow along with the Money Pit podcast when you go to moneypit.com/podcast. But as you look around the space you call home, if there's a project that you need some help on right now, well, we would love to pitch in. If it's a decorating dilemma, if it's a repair, if it's a project you want to plan for the future, all of these great questions to reach out to us for at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, if your home is getting tight for your growing family, expanding your home with a beautiful new addition could be a great move. We're going to have tips on how to plan that project to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come. Just ahead
And power failures have become increasingly more common. You know, whether it's a summer thunderstorm or a winter ice storm, you just can't rely on your electric utilities to keep that electricity flowing 24/7. And you know what? Standby generators really do offer the best backup solution. So we're going to review the latest technology and share our experiences with these handy powerhouses just ahead.
And also ahead, mold remains a very serious problem across most of the country. We're going to share the one common storage product. We guarantee you have this in your house, and it turns out it is a leading contributor to mold problems.
Plus, do you have any big projects to take on this coming Labor Day weekend? Well, we've got a big giveaway that can help you. We have a Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer up for grabs, and we are ready to send it out to one lucky listener.
It's worth $379, available exclusively at Lowe's, but we've got one to give away to one lucky listener. Drawn at random. If you'd like to be in that drawing, you got to reach out with your home improvement or decor question. A couple of ways to do that. You can call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, or you can post your questions at moneypit.com. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Michael in North Carolina, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a hot water heater in our garage on like an elevated plateau. And we noticed the other day there was a slight leak underneath it, but it looked like it might have been coming from a like a PVC-type tube coming from the top of our water heater. And it's the length of the water heater is the tube. And we've never seen water under that area before, and we now notice some of that. So I wasn't sure why, if it was a sweating situation or some type of relief valve maybe or something like that, but I'm not sure why water would have been there.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a temperature and pressure relief valve. It's mounted on the side of the water heater. It's designed to open up if the water heater develops too much pressure as a safety mechanism. However, they frequently wear and leak. So I'm going to tell you what you can try to do, but I'm also going to warn you. There's a lever on the side of that, and sometimes you get a little bit of a debris that's stuck inside that temperature and pressure valve. When you pull the lever, it'll shoot some water out that tube. You want to make sure you have a bucket under it. Just two or three times, it'll kind of blast some hot water out of there. However, the warning is that sometimes once you do that, the valve never sits back properly, and it ends up leaking worse. So it's possible you could make it worse by doing this, but that's worth trying. If you just want to leave a bucket under it, monitor it for a little while. How old is this water heater?
About 1998.
Oh, well, you know what? You're due for a new one. So 1998, I wouldn't wait too much longer before I replace that because, let's face it, it's about, 15 years old now? And so, you know, a water heater that gets past 10 is, you know, well on its way to needing to the end of its useful life. So I would, you know, you could monitor it, stick a bucket under there, keep an eye on it, but I think it's about time to think about replacing. It's not an emergency replacement, so you got some time to shop around. One of the problems with water heaters is once they do leak, they usually have to be done immediately, and people get taken advantage of because they need it today. But you're not in that situation, Michael, so you could take some time and shop around and find the one, the contractor that you want. But 15-year-old water heater, you might want to think about replacing it.
All right, sir. I appreciate that very much.
Heather in Rhode Island is dealing with a termite situation. Tell us what's going on.
My fiance and I we're in the process of hopefully purchasing a home.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. We're very excited. But, you know, we had our inspection on Friday, which was, you know, a bit of a roller coaster. It actually, it wasn't bad. There were just some very minor things. But right as the inspector was about to leave, he's walking out the garage, and he sees on the wall, just about a foot up, a termite tunnel.
Okay.
And so we, you know, when we talk about this with different people, some people are saying, oh, that's no big deal. Others are saying, oh, man, you got to have that looked into. So we're actually, our realtor, we were waiting for some other tests to come back, the radon and all that. So he's going to now get in touch with our, with the buyer's realtor to talk a little bit about the termite situation. But we just don't know if we should be really concerned about it or how much we should push back on the homeowner.
Okay, so I can help you with that. I spent 20 years as a professional home inspector doing that exact job and have surprised many a couple like yourself over the years with things that we found. I actually found termites or evidence of termites in about one out of three homes that I inspected because it was very common where I lived and where I worked. Now, let me ask you about this house. Is it a house on a basement or a crawl space, or is it a slab?
There's a basement.
Okay, and is the basement finished? Is the ceiling finished? Can you see all of the floor joists?
No, it's not finished.
Not finished. Okay, good. Well, look, you need to have a very thorough termite inspection and wood-destroying insect inspection done, first off, where an inspector is going to examine the floor framing where it is along the outside wall. Usually they'll tap it with a probe or a long, heavy screwdriver to see if any damage has gotten into the wood. It's good that the basement is open and exposed like that because termites live in the soil and they come up in the wood to feed and they go back to the soil basically for moisture. So by checking that wood, that's the most common place. Coming up in the garage is not unusual either. And it sounds like they came up along the outside of that foundation, the interior foundation wall. That's fine, but you also need to sort of be aware they could go into the wall if it's behind drywall. Is the garage finished on that side or can you see right up into the framing?
Yep, it's finished.
Okay, so then there, that gets a little trickier to find, but a good inspector knows what to look for. You know, one little trick of the trade, by the way, is if you take a high-powered flashlight and you lay it flat on the wall, you will see every little defect in the drywall surface itself. And if there's termite tunnels in there, you can almost see the tunnels because they'll be laying right below the paint. The termites are very tricky. They'll, if you think about drywall, it's plaster, then paper, then paint. Well, they'll, like, leave the plaster, leave the paint, but eat the paper. So you can kind of see it that way. But once you have a thorough inspection done and you have a better idea of whether or not you have damage, the fact that you have termites means nothing. You know, anybody can have termites, and I'll tell you how to treat them in a second. But you really want to know if you have termite damage. And by the way, it's traditional for the seller to pay for termite treatment and termite damage repair because mortgage companies will generally not loan on a home that doesn't have a clear termite certification. So I think this falls all in the seller's lap, but you need to be sure that a very thorough inspection was done. Now, in terms of the treatment, that's changed a lot, too, over the last couple of decades. Now, the treatment options that they use are treatments that are undetectable, termiticides. So they're chemicals that are applied, insecticides that are applied to the soil, and they're put below the slab in the garage, and they're put in the walls of the house. And as the termites pass through these cavities, that insecticide gets on them and they take it back to their nest, and then it kind of wipes out the entire nest. It's kind of like germ warfare for termites. It's really effective. The brand that I would recommend is called Termidor, T-E-R-M-I-D-O-R. It's made by BASF, and it's a fantastic product. And if you have it done professionally, I think it can be installed safely and give you years of protection against further termite infestations.
Awesome. That's great news. I'm glad to. Thanks for sharing that. Usually that's on the seller to hopefully pay. That was part
Absolutely.
Of our concern.
Yep. Good. All right. Well, good luck with that. And congratulations again. When are you guys getting married?
Thanks so much. Next May.
Good luck. And call us back when it's time to build a nursery.
Will do. Thanks a lot.
All right. Bye-bye.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting from the Angie Studios. Caring for your home is easier than ever with Angie. Download the app today.
And just ahead, is your home feeling a little tight for a growing family? Well, have you sorted and organized and reorganized, but finally decided you just need more space? Well, if that's the case, adding a beautiful new addition could be the right move. We're going to have some tips on how to plan that project to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a Money Pit.
Setting a fence post, a mailbox, a deck footing, or even a small slab is quick and easy with Quikrete's fast-sitting concrete mix in the red bag. And there's no mixing needed when setting posts. You just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. Quikrete fast-sitting concrete in the red bag sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-sitting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag. Quality air and filtration is important, but if you've got traditional pleated air filters and you don't replace them every month, they're going to quickly get caked with dirt and dust. And when that happens, airflow stops and your HVAC system can't do its job, and ultimately you can damage your system.
Which is why we're thrilled to now be working with Castle Filters. They've created a patented no-maintenance one-year HVAC air filter that holds 10 times more dust than a pleated filter.
Yep, Castle Filters is a great story. Their filters have more surface area, so they work longer, and they're using a patented sticky layer that traps more dust particles yet maintains airflow so you can leave it in for a full year.
Castle Filters do cost a
little more than a traditional air filter, but come on, they last 10 times longer, saving you a ton of money in the long run.
And having better airflow through your HVAC system means your unit doesn't have to work as hard, which also saves you money.
So get Castle filters for your home. They're available in all common sizes. Just visit castlefilters.com to learn more and to find out where to buy in your area. That's castlefilters.com.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects, from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need, and Angie can handle the rest, from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you'll get their happiness guarantee covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today, or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Today, our lives rely heavily on electricity, but when the power goes out, everything comes to a halt.
That's why Tom and I have Kohler generators backing up our homes and our studios. They turn on automatically the second we lose power, and they keep everything on like nothing ever happened.
Back up your power like we back up ours. Learn more at poweredbykohler.com. Order a 10 to 20 kilowatt unit before September 15th and get a free 7-year extended warranty. That's powered by Kohler, KOHLER.com.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
If you can dream it, you can build it. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, standing by right here at 1-888-MONEYPIT for your questions, your comments. You can also follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Well, if you've got a big project to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend, we've got a big giveaway that can help, because we've got the Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer to give away to one lucky listener. And if you've done a big paint project, you have not lived until you've used one of these paint sprayers, because it makes it so much easier. It uses less paint. It creates 55% less overspray than regular airless sprayers. It goes on about 3 times faster than a roller. And you can get these big projects done yourself rather than hire a pro. So fence, shed, porch, deck, you know, anything like that. It's a whole lot easier when you use one of these terrific high-efficiency airless paint sprayers. So we're going to give one away today on the Money Pit. It's worth $375, the Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer. If you'd like to win it, you got to reach out to us with your questions to qualify at 1-888-MONEYPIT or post them at moneypit.com.
All right, guys, you got home improvement questions, but you don't know where to turn for answers? Well, turn to us. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. Kendall in Arkansas is on the line with a question about carpeting. What can we do for you today?
Taking a porch and screening it in, and I've got 2x6s laid down as a floor over about a 3-foot-high crawl space under my house.
Okay.
And I'm going to put indoor-outdoor carpet down, and I just need to be concerned whether or not I need to put something underneath that, some sort of underlayment for maybe moisture barrier or even critter barrier.
So what are you constructing this floor of?
It's a porch. It's a covered area
of
my deck.
Okay. Yeah.
It's a covered deck, and I'm just taking in the covered area and making it a screen porch.
I see. Okay.
But I don't want water intrusion, nor do I want to lay down carpet that's going to end up becoming moldy or something underneath it.
Yeah, indoor-outdoor carpeting does tend to hold a lot of water and moisture and dampness against the wood, and certainly can contribute towards decay. Is this porch going to be fully covered?
Yes, it is completely covered. In fact, I'm set in plexiglass on the bottom, 3 feet of the height of the walls for the sake of any potential rain to come in through the sides. I think I'm okay there. My concern, I guess, is just if it's going to you know, develop a condensation issue or something beneath the carpet that I'm putting down.
Look, it's always possible. I'll give you one suggestion that is a little unorthodox, but I think it would work. As long as you cover it, you're covering this with the indoor-outdoor carpet. Why not lay down ice and water shield across the porch floor? It's usually used on a roof, and it provides complete moisture barrier between right underneath the roofing shingles. So if you put that down and then covered it with the carpet, that would give you an additional protection for the structure, and you could always scrape it back up if you had to.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, adding on a kitchen, a bathroom, a family room, a bedroom, or a study, it can really be a great way to stay in your home and neighborhood for a lot less time, expense, and hassle of selling your home and then buying a bigger one. But it's a project that needs careful planning to make sure it goes smoothly. We've got tips on how to plan a beautiful new addition that will serve your family for years to come.
So to get started, there are really three things you need to consider. First, dig out your home survey and review your property lines. Now, the distance between your home and the property line will likely be restricted by local zoning laws, so you need to understand how close to the line your new addition can be, and that's going to tell you how much space that you have to really work with.
Now, next, planning makes perfect. You want to bring on a design pro to help make sure the new addition complements your existing home. A good architect or a design build pro can help with that. Don't just think about how you're going to live in your addition. You want to also consider how it architecturally affects the look of your home from the outside and then your home's value. Plus, it's a lot less expensive to move walls around on paper than it is once you kind of start the project.
Now, once that design is set, your pro will be able to create a detailed set of drawings that lists every element of the project. We're talking about everything from precise measurements to a list of materials and products that are going to go into the home. And these are really key because with a set of very carefully developed plans in your hand, you will then be able to seek bids from qualified builders for the project and know that every pro is bidding apples to apples. Too many times, folks just take bids from builders and they're all over the map. You know, some are using one type of lumber, some are using another, one type of roof, another, one type of faucet, one type of fixture, or a different type of cabinet. There's no way for you to compare it. So you do the shopping first, you work with the design pro, spec it out, then you can truly compare and contrast. And in the end, you'll have a home that you're really proud of and one that will work well for you for all the years that you plan to live there.
Phyllis in New York is working on a deck project. How can we help?
Well, I was wondering how long I had to wait, but the deck was replaced, was treated lumber, and I was told that I had to wait like 6 months before it's going to be stained. Is that true?
It's not a bad idea because the wood is so damp and so wet that if you stain it now, you don't get as much absorption. So I think you could wait 6 months to a year before you stain it the first time. And when you do that, you want to make sure you use a primer first and then a top coat over that, and that will give you maximum adhesion and a good long-lasting deck finish.
Okay. All right. Very good. Thanks for the information. It's a very informative program that you have.
Well, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Stuart in Louisiana is on the line and has a question about light bulbs. What can we do for you?
I was curious about choosing the correct kind of light bulb over fluorescent versus LED and what wattage of whichever one I choose.
So compact fluorescent technology is pretty much fading now, pardon the pun, and I think what you really want to look at is some of the many choices in LEDs. In terms of wattage, you know, it's not really measured in wattage anymore. It's measured in lumens. But generally speaking, if you do see a wattage indicator on the bulb, it's going to be about 25% of what you're used to getting in terms of light output. So, for example, a bulb that would deliver the equivalent of around 100 watts of light that you might be used to with an incandescent bulb is only going to use about 25 watts or less of electricity, only because it's that much more efficient. What a lot of folks don't recognize is that wattage is a measure of power. It's not a measure of light. Light's measured by lumens. But we're just so accustomed over the years to choosing the wattage when it comes to bulb and understanding how much light that delivers. But if you're trying to figure out about like what the conversion rate is, it's about 25. It uses about 25% of the power to deliver the same light that you would have gotten out of say the 100 watt incandescent bulb in my example. Does that make sense?
It does indeed. So what lumen range would I be like basically looking for if I wanted to have the same amount of wattage, same amount of light as a 100 watt light bulb?
Good question. A 100 watt incandescent bulb is going to deliver about 1600 lumens. So not that easy to do the math. It's not really convenient, but that's what it is. 100 watt bulb delivers about 1600 lumens. 75 watt bulb would deliver around, say, 1000 to 1100 lumens. So that's the range that you're looking for.
Fantastic. Thank you very much for your assistance.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are listening to The Money Pit. We're coming to you from the Angie Studios. Let Angie take your home projects from start to finish. Download the Angie app today. Coming up, when the power goes out, life goes dark. No heat, no AC, no lights, refrigeration, or anything else that needs power to operate. And that is why both Tom and I have Kohler standby generators. It's amazing. We're going to explain the technology and share our own experiences with backup power next. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReadingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
You about ready for school, son?
That's okay, Mom. Dad's dropping me off.
Why?
Because Dad's ride looks awesome after the new paint job from Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center. They also took out that huge scratch and dent.
I took Dad's car to Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive.
Oh, okay. It looks sick.
Sick?
Mom, sick means cool.
Sick.
It sounds weird when you say it.
Uh-oh, better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call today for your free estimate. 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately?
I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
It's the Ramsey Show, where we talk about your life and your money. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Money Pit is presented by Pavestone. You can create a paver patio or walkway, retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen with rumble stone from Pavestone. For project ideas and how-to videos, visit pavestone.com.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, you got a home improvement question, but you don't know where to go for the answers? Well, come on. You turn to us, of course. We can help you save money, save time, and avoid those home improvement hassles that can slow you down on the road to your dream house. All right, we're heading out to Delaware, where Mary's got a question about a roof. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a two-story house with three-tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge vent.
So we would definitely recommend a ridge vent over a replacement attic fan for a lot of reasons. Here's why. In the summer, many times folks will install attic fans to try to cool their attic, thinking that it will lower their cooling costs. But what generally happens is when an attic fan kicks on, it will depressurize your attic. And then it needs to replace that negative pressure. So what will happen is it will reach down into your house and actually pull some of that air-conditioned air up into the attic. Now, how that happens is interesting. It'll pull it out from gaps around, say, where your attic door is, or it'll pull it through the walls, through gaps around plumbing pipes or electrical wires or outlets that go through. There's usually some sort of thermal connection between the inside and the outside. And by using an attic fan, you're going to potentially drive the cooling cost up, not down. A better option is a ridge vent, a continuous ridge vent that goes down the peak of the entire roof, and that will exhaust attic air. But the ridge vent should always be matched with soffit vents at the overhang of the roof so that the air will enter down low on the roof, roll up underneath the roof sheathing, and then exit at the ridge. And that sort of convective loop will do a much better job of keeping your attic cool than an attic fan. It will not drive up your cooling costs.
And you close off the current attic fan.
That's right. I would actually, if you are going to be replacing your roof, I would simply take that whole fan out, tap off the wires, and disconnect it. You don't need it.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the difference between a whole house fan and an attic fan. An attic fan is just that. It draws air out of the attic. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it's going to draw air from your house itself, push it up into the attic where it'll be exhausted. Now, the key with a whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. If you end up having a continuous ridge vent and continuous soft vents, I think you probably will have plenty of exhaust ventilation up there in the attic. I would suggest, if you don't have it already, to put that whole house fan on a timer, because it's really effective, especially at night when you can set it for an hour or so when you're going to sleep, to kind of keep that air moving through the house, and then it'll just go off by the time you fall asleep and the air gets cooler.
Vince, in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Generally, yes. Those small vents that are on the ends of the gable walls, you do want to close those off and make sure you have continuous soffit and ridge vents, because you'll get some turbulence between the ridge vent and that end gable vent that can impact the flow of the air. All right, Mary?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
All right, and now you know what to get done. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. Well, guys, power failures have become increasingly more common. I mean, think about it. Whether it's a summer thunderstorm or winter ice, you just can't rely on the electric utility to keep that electricity flowing 24/7. And that's why Leslie and I have both invested in Kohler standby generators. This way, we protect our homes year-round. Now, I think we've had our units now, Leslie, it's almost 10 years, and there's nothing better than knowing your house is powered, even when the rest of the street is dark, right?
I mean, it's pretty nice. It also feels a little selfish, but when everybody else is sitting in the dark and it's hot and I feel nice and cool in my house, I'm always like, kids, don't turn on every light. I don't want anybody to be upset.
Well, you know, we have the open door policy when that happens. I mean, the open refrigerator door. We got neighbors bringing me their milk and their ice cream. Everything else is going to go bad.
And right? The elderly neighbors can come chill out. They never yes, but I'm always like, come on, you're welcome to hang out here. I mean, we kind of splurged. You know, I went with a 20 kW standby generator, and something that large is really capable of providing whole home power to the average house, and it really does have some great features. I mean, first of all, I don't trust myself with anything that I have to turn on or that's gas-powered or something like, you know, dangerous like that. What I love about the 20 kW Kohler is that it's completely automatic. It's a standby generator. It uses an automatic transfer switch. It's going to turn on automatically when utility power is out. In like less than 10 seconds, your home is up and running like nothing ever happened. I mean, it's really amazing.
And it's incredibly reliable, too. I mean, Kohler generator engines are built and they're tested to withstand extreme loads for years to come. And it's interesting, you know, hospitals, airports, even the National Weather Service, the people that tell you about hurricanes, trust Kohler generators for their own backup power needs. And I can tell you, there's even been a time or two, as you will well remember, my friend, when our Kohler generators actually saved this show. We were experiencing blackouts literally while we were on the air, but we continued on the air because of the Kohler generator.
I mean, it's great because they also feature an exclusive, unique power boost technology, and you're only going to find that on Kohler generators. And this helps to make sure that when your generator comes on and can handle all of those large starting loads, like if your air conditioner was on, for example, and it can do that, start up that AC without dropping the power to the other appliances that are also on that generator. Now, if you'd like to learn more or get a free quote, you can reach out to your local authorized Kohler dealer. They're located all across the country. Just go to poweredbykohler.com, and that's poweredbykohler, K-O-H-L-E-R.com.
And check this out, because right now through September 15th, you can receive a free comprehensive 7-year extended warranty. Now, that's worth almost $700, so it's smart to hop on this with the purchase of a 10 to 20 watt Kohler generator. When you go to poweredbykohler.com, poweredbykohler.com. So do what we do and invest in a Kohler generator. You will never be without a reliable source of power again.
What are you working on this weekend? Whatever it is, the Money Pit is here to help. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 at 888-MONEY-PIT. Still ahead, do you know that there's one common product inside your home that mold just loves to grow on? We're going to share what it is and how to stop mold cold after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
The summer sun is really rough on your roof, but if you think you need a new roof, think again. You can save about 80% over the cost of a new roof with the RoofMax treatment. With more than 50 million square feet of roofing saved nationwide, RoofMax is a safe, easy, and affordable way to add years of life to your old roof. And it's guaranteed. To find a dealer near you, just go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com.
We've been telling you about SunTouch floor warming, and with winter around the corner, now is the perfect time to install SunTouch in your bathroom, kitchen, or any space in your home and start enjoying warm floors for just pennies a day.
And now with the SunStat Connect Plus thermostat, you can remotely access and control your floor heating system from anywhere, as well as with Alexa and Hey Google. Installing a SunTouch floor warming system is fast and easy, whether installing yourself or hiring a pro.
So choose SunTouch floor warming for your home today. Learn more at suntouch.com.
Did you know that you can cover the ugly concrete around your home with the elegance of granite in just one weekend and as easy as painting? Terrazzo Decorative Granite Resurfacer by Deitch Coatings is a tough concrete coating made with real stone that you easily roll onto your patio, pool deck, or garage floor for lasting beauty and performance. Add a stunning transformation to your home this season with Terrazzo, available online at Lowe's. Start planning your next project today at DeitchCoatings.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, it's easy to tackle your projects from repair to remodel, landscaping to interior design. Just tell them what you need and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from local pros, and connect instantly. And when you pay through Angie, you get their happiness guarantee, covering your project up to the full purchase price. So download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-626-0786 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-626-0786. That's 800-626-0786.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Learn more at DeitchCoatings.com. That's DeitchCoatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. What are you guys working on? You need some help with a renovation, a repair? Maybe you're redecorating? Well, post your questions at moneypit.com/ask. That's moneypit.com/ask.
And the Money Pit is coming to you from the Angie Studios. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today.
What are you guys working on? You got a big project that you want to take on over the upcoming Labor Day weekend? Well, we have a big giveaway that can help. We've got up for grabs the Wagner Control Pro 170 High Efficiency Airless Paint Sprayer. Now, with Wagner's Control Pro 170, you, the homeowner, can act like a super pro contractor painter out there because the results you will get are just flawless. I mean, it really is a fantastic paint sprayer that will give you the results that a pro can get. It's got up to 55% less overspray than a traditional airless sprayer, and it goes on 3 times faster than a roller. Really easy to use, really easy to clean. I mean, it's never been easier to paint like a pro. Check it out. It's available both in-store and online at Lowe's Home Improvement.
That Wagner Control Pro 170 high-efficiency airless paint sprayer is going out to one listener drawn at random. Make that you. Call us now with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Tracy in Hawaii who needs some help with a sliding door situation. What's going on?
The slider door's got like, you know, it's got grit in it. And I had sprayed it with something that was on sale. I don't remember because I got rid of it. But it's like real, it hardened whatever it was. And it's very hard to, I want to, if I can find something to loosen it. And then what should I use on it that won't harden, you know, when I spray it to make it easy?
Well, first of all, what I would do is I would get a really stiff brush and I would try to, I would brush those tracks to try to loosen up all of that gunk that's there and then, you know, get a vacuum to kind of suck it out of there so you can kind of get the loose dirt out, the junk out of there. And then what I would spray it with is white lithium grease. It comes in a can just like WD-40, but it's not. It's a little thicker and it stays around longer. And another thing that you can think about doing is if you can take the door out of the tracks, it makes the whole thing easier, but it's a bit of a tricky job because it depends on how your door is built, but generally you can lift it right out of the track. It'll make the whole thing easier to handle.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Well, if you've got a basement or an attic that's moisture-prone, you are no doubt familiar with the battle of mold. But did you know that there is one common culprit that you probably have in your home right now that could definitely be a big mold contributor?
Yep, I'm talking about cardboard boxes, guys. You know, we all have had these in our storage areas at one time or another, and getting rid of them can cut down on the chances of mold taking hold in your home almost immediately. Cardboard storage boxes can become a mold feast in a damp environment or even the attic because all mold needs really is moisture and food, and then it's growing. Now, cardboard boxes are like the gourmet restaurant's mold. They're like, ooh, this is tasty.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to protect your belongings and your home's air quality from the threat of mold, you want to make sure you store on plastic or metal shelving instead of on the basement floor and in cardboard boxes. And, of course, you want to address any basement water leaks. And if the mold has already started to grow, make sure you hire a mold remediation pro to help clean up that space.
Nell's in Oregon. You've got the money pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a problem with flies. We have three heat pumps in the house, and it takes in the air at the base of the windows, and every year we get flies that come up out of those return ducts. There's electronic filters down there, and I can't imagine where they're coming from. Or
well, they may be nesting in the house, and they're birthing themselves right into existence. And the reason they're probably hanging out around the return ducts is because that's where air gets drawn into the furnace, and they might, this might be part of that airflow. I can't really diagnose exactly what you need to do to get rid of those. But I do know somebody that can, and if you go to the Orkin website, you know, our show expert is a guy named Greg Bauman, who I've known for many years. He used to be the expert for the National Pest Management Association. Now he's the director of training for Orkin. They have an expert section on their website, and if you post that question there and maybe even put a photo of the flies, I'm sure that you'll be able to get to the bottom of it very quickly.
Great. Okie dokie.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit broadcasting to you from the Angie Studios. Angie is here to get all your home projects done right.
And they do mean all, from lawn care to plumbing, roof repair to repainting, and maintenance to remodel. Download the Angie app today to get started.
Coming up, if you're struggling to keep your home cool this summer, you might want to consider that your attached garage could be part of the problem. We'll share solutions when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a money pit.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE. Or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house, your home, your condo, your apartment, your yurt. Reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT with those questions.
Sarah's having some issues with a faucet at her home, and she wrote in saying, I'm having a problem with dripping faucets. I live in a condo in Lincoln, California that's 13 years old. I had a plumber out because the tub spout was dripping. He was able to stop the dripping by applying pressure, but told me that I had high water pressure of 95, and he suggests that we install a gadget on the water source outside the building to reduce it. In all of my life, I have never been told that I had high water pressure. It's going to cost me around $525. Is this a correct diagnosis?
Yeah, actually, your plumber is right on with that diagnosis. I mean, normal water pressure is more like 50 to 75 pounds, Sarah. And when the pressure is too high, you get problems. You get plumbing problems like pipe noise and dripping faucets and running toilets and high water bills. So the solution is to install a pressure-reducing valve. That's the gadget he's talking about. However, I do have one additional suggestion. Before you hire the plumber for the project, call your water company to report the problem because that is excessively high pressure. And in my view, it's their job to deliver the proper pressure to your house.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, so hopefully they might offer to install that valve for you or have another way to deliver a more normal pressure situation.
How is that even monitored? Is it where it's coming into your main on the meter? Like, is there a different way to sort of check where that's coming in?
Yeah, you would check. They would check it at the meter or a valve, like right where it comes into your house. But typically at the meter, the plumbers would tap in right there with a gauge and figure out what the water pressure was. And if it's too high, you know, the other thing that could happen is you can even have a prematurely failing water heater as a result of that. So a lot of bad things can happen if that pressure is too high. That's why I think it's more of a water company problem than your own problem, because you can't control
right.
that, but they certainly can. That's their job. That's why you pay them every month for your water.
I mean, that's definitely a good place to start. And then, you know, worst case scenario, it's just the time of the phone call. So good tip there, Sarah. I hope that's the issue.
Well, if you're struggling to keep your home cool this summer, you might want to consider that your attached garage might be adding to the struggle. Leslie has tips that can help in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, keeping your garage as cool as possible is not just so your cars can live in luxury. Garages can become super hot, I mean, even boiling in the summer, and then that sends the heat right into your home. So to stop this, first of all, you want to make sure that the wall between your garage and your house is very well insulated. A lot of homeowners think that the garage itself kind of acts like enough insulation, but that's not true. You should also insulate the ceiling overhead and the additional exterior walls. Now, if you're well insulated and you're still getting those higher temps in the garage space, you want to be sure that your south-facing windows are shaded. And I mean, better yet, even consider adding low-E film to the glass, which is going to reflect that sun's heat away. And if your garage doubles as like a hobby space or a hangout zone or whatever, you might consider adding some air conditioning. Now, a split ductless heat pump system really is the best way to go. It's an air handler. It's going to mount on the wall inside the garage. The compressor itself is outside. You only turn it on when you want it. I mean, you want to make sure that you get one that's Energy Star rated because those will be the most efficient. But it's a great way to give you extra heat, extra cooling, whatever it might be in that space. And they certainly don't take up a lot of wall space, which is great. So definitely some good options to consider so you can get the most use out of that space and keep your house comfy.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, they say that one man's trash is another man's treasure. But try telling that to somebody who's got hundreds of pounds of junk on hands after a home improvement project. You know, before you can add the new, you got to get rid of the old. We're going to share some tips on the best ways to do just that in the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
96.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Federal judge telling the Justice Department Saturday to provide her with more information about the classified records that were removed from the Florida estate of former President Donald Trump earlier in the week. U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon in Florida says it is her, quote, preliminary intent to appoint a special master in the case. She has scheduled a hearing for next Thursday. What's on your mind these days? Correspondent Ken Lorman has some of the findings from this week's nationwide opinion surveys by Rasmussen Reports.
President Biden ended the polling week with a daily job approval of 44%. Most voters still believe fake news is a serious problem and don't trust the political news they get from the media. And as California prepares for a referendum on abortion rights this November, most voters in the state, including many who consider themselves pro-choice, oppose late-term abortion.
Also at townhall.com, an appeals court upholding a ban on smoking in federally subsidized public housing. Greg Clugston has more.
The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals said the Housing Department properly enacted a rule requiring a ban of cigarettes, cigars, and pipes inside public housing units and indoor common areas and outside within 25 feet of those spaces. A smokers' rights group challenged the ban, claiming it improperly invaded their privacy. But the chief judge pointed to considerable evidence that the rule helped protect residents against the health risks of secondhand smoke, prevent fires, and reduce property maintenance costs. Greg Clugston, The White House.
It was a nightmare on Wall Street Friday when all was said and done. Just a sea of red. The Dow lost more than 1,000 points. NASDAQ down nearly 500. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Mr. Gooker here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A group that advocates for small business owners looking for legal challenges to the president's loan forgiveness program. Alfredo Ortiz with the Job Creators Network says the plan goes well beyond Biden's executive authority.
What he could possibly do is to, delay the debt or waive the interest rate. But the wholesale cancellation of the debt is clearly outside of his scope.
Ortiz says the president's student loan forgiveness program is typical of the administration's method of working around Congress.
This kind of overreach is literally now the modus operandi, right? The standard operating procedure for this Biden administration.
The Job Creators Network calls the Biden plan unfair. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It is controversial. A school district in southwest Missouri has decided to resume spanking as a form of discipline for students if their parents agree. Keith Peters has more.
Classes resumed Tuesday in the Cassville School District for the first time since the school board in June approved bringing corporal punishment back to the 1900 student district about 60 miles southwest of Springfield. The district had dropped the practice in 2001. The policy states that corporal punishment will be used only when other forms of discipline, such as suspensions, have failed, and then only with the superintendent's permission. Superintendent Merlin Johnson told the Springfield News Leader the decision came after an anonymous survey found that parents, students, and school employees were concerned about student behavior and discipline. Keith Peters reporting.
And more on these stories at townhall.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I want to say thank you to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino for their generous donations to our military families in need here in Northern California. Through their support, we continue to help post-9/11 veterans and their families and Silver Star veterans and widows who are in need of emergency services. Thank you again from all of us at the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center.
Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Coming to you from New York, right? 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, heard around the world, especially in the Ukraine. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show. Carly Shimkus at the bottom of the hour will ride the news. Fox and Friends first co-host. And Mark Thiessen's here, former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush. As we await the redacted documents, possibly an affidavit, could it get out to the public today to find out what precipitated the Mar-a-Lago raid? And we're also finding out five buses came this morning from Texas to New York City of illegal immigrants. I watched three of them unload.
on the raw feed? A lot of kids. A lot of kids. They're in our school system now, probably great kids. I'm sure they're great kids. But we can't raise everybody's children. They get phones, their parents do. They get hotel rooms. They get clothes. They get our school system and English as a second language attention. When that happens, someone else doesn't. Big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If you were governor right now of New York, what would you be doing about this situation?
I'd be in Washington every minute saying we have to close the border. New York City is saying, what can we do? We have over 1,000 illegal immigrants. Texas has had over 2 million.
Former Governor George Pataki, the buses keep coming. New York City, because border's still broken in Texas. The facts, the numbers, and the Biden administration's negligence. Mayorkas is at the border today.
Number two.
This was clearly a fishing expedition, either to get at documents in former President Trump's possession, to use this as a August surprise, thanks to climate change, the October surprises are coming earlier.
Yes, it's true. Trump drama, what it means for 2022 midterms, as a red wave is in jeopardy, even if a red win is not.
Number one.
A lot of these folks in small businesses are working in middle-class families. They needed help. It was the right thing to do. So the outrage over helping working people with student loans, I think is just simply wrong, dead wrong.
Loan forgiveness. The president fulfills a campaign promise, but I think this promises to be a big problem, especially for those who paid their loans or who made sure not to take one or who decided not to go to college. With me right now, Mark Thiessen. Mark, you know politics and you know what's practical and you know what's right. Was this the right thing to do yesterday, forgiving $10,000 to $20,000 worth of student loans?
My God, no. I mean, look, he says that it's providing help for the working class. Then why is he providing $40,000 in loan forgiveness to a married couple making $250,000? 60% of the student loan debt is held by rich and upper middle class people. Only 19% is held by poor or lower middle class. This is a massive wealth transfer from the working class of America to the wealthy Americans. You're going to have nurses who are paying for medical school loans for doctors they work with, construction workers paying for the law school loans of lawyers who defend them if they get injured, teachers paying for the business school loans of the wealthy parents who are sending their kids to their schools, firefighters paying for the college loans of the rich people whose houses they save. This is just a absolute travesty. It's regressive. It's inflationary. Both Larry Summers and Jason Furman, who was an Obama economic advisor, Furman said this is pouring $500 billion of gasoline on the inflationary fire that's already burning. It's reckless.
Here's your pushback. Are you ready? Elizabeth Warren, cut 17.
Look, I'm not at all surprised that Mitch McConnell is attacking this. And the reason he's attacking it is because it is very, very popular. Popular among Democrats, independents, Republicans, popular. And you know why? Because I don't think there's anybody left in America who doesn't know somebody who isn't struggling with student loan debt. This has become a part of our country now. People for whom their only sin was to want to try to get an education and not be in a family that it could afford to write a check for it. And what we're saying is, as a nation, we can do better than that.
So, she says we can do better than that. And for the people that paid their loans, does she really think that she represents the working class in this? Does she really think that every blue-collar worker has a degree and they're working a second job because they have a loan to go to Harvard?
I mean, look, millions of Americans made enormous sacrifices to pay their student loans, right? Others made compromises, right? They didn't go to Harvard. They went to community college, or they went to state school instead in order to reduce their costs so they wouldn't start out life with debts. And a lot of people made irresponsible decisions and took on debt that they couldn't pay. Why should the people who made compromises or acted responsibly subsidize people who made irresponsible decisions to spend money they didn't have on an education that maybe they didn't need? So, I don't see how this is incredibly popular. And again, here's a simple question. If you are having some work done on your house and the guy's coming to fix the siding or paint the thing, would you say to him, you know what, could you knock off $500 or $600 off that bill to help pay for my kids' college loans? That's what basically Biden is asking us to do. Ask working class Americans to give us a couple hundred bucks and kick in for my kids' college. It's insane.
So I wanted to get your knowledge of, you know, let's analyze what we know so far about the midterms. It seems people are emotional and passionate when Donald Trump's involved, either way. When Donald Trump's not involved, for example, in New York, you see some what many people think are bellwether results when you have a Democrat win a Republican district. It was purple and run on the Dobbs decision. And many people think that that shows that that put the bounce back in the Democrats' step. Do you believe it has?
I think that it may have given a little bit of a boost to Democrats, but I don't think it's going to outweigh the costs of inflation and all the other things. The problem is that we should not be talking about Donald Trump and Mar-a-Lago right now. We should be talking about inflation. We should be talking about this student loan crisis. I mean, the Democrats have just handed us the issue on which to campaign and win these midterm elections. Why are we talking about Mar-a-Lago? Why are we talking about a former president's records? This is exactly in every one of these campaigns. What the Republicans want to do is talk about the serial disasters that Biden has unleashed, the inflation that he's unleashed, the crime that he's unleashed, the border crisis that he's unleashed. And what does the Democrats want to do? They want to talk about Trump. So this whole Mar-a-Lago thing helps them to shift the conversation and change the topic to Trump. This is not what we should be talking about. I mean, yesterday, Trump put out a statement attacking Mitch McConnell yesterday. The day that they did that, he didn't put out a statement about the student loans. Why is he doing that? We can't be focused on Donald Trump right now. Trump lost in 2020 is because Biden had a very deliberate strategy of hiding in his basement and letting Trump make the election be about himself, a referendum on himself, instead of about Biden and his policies. And they're trying to do that again in the midterms. And then they're going to try and do it again in 2024. We can't let them do that. We need to make them own their serial failures.
Here is Nancy Pelosi, Cut 31.
Republicans should be very, very, very scared this morning about their prospects. I have never believed that we would not hold the House. That's my mission, and that's what I hope to accomplish, and I have a plan to do it under the leadership of Sean Patrick Maloney. He had a big victory himself last night. He's our chair. But this one, they expected to win, and they outspent us, but we out-organized them, and that's what we are. We don't agonize, we organize.
Well, that wasn't necessarily the case. When you talk about the what I think is the key to victory, and that running on something about, for example, schools and these school boards, especially in Florida, that have tilted to the right, the awareness that parents have. And, of course, the big thing is inflation and the economy. And I hope that the Republicans have some way of expressing to the country that we have a huge border problem that affects all of us.
100%. Those are the things we should be talking about. Look, Joe Biden is, even with the little tiny uptick he's had to like 41-42%, he's back in the 40s again in real clear politics average, he is still the least popular president in the history of presidential polling. He's unleashed the worst inflation in 40 years, the highest gas prices on record, the worst border crisis in American history, the worst crime wave since the 1990s. This should be a red wave of unprecedented proportions. It just should. And if it's not, then shame on the Republicans. We need to look ourselves in the eye, because what it means is that with all the disasters that the Democrats unleashed, voters took a look at the Republican Party and said, yeah, no. we're going to need to do some real soul searching on the Republican side if we can't take advantage of the most promising political environment that has presented itself to conservatives in possibly my lifetime.
NBC has a poll out that says only 21% of the country think we're heading in the right direction. So, you know, the Senate's different. I think you would agree with me on that.
That's been a number in the 70s for over a year.
Right. It's
first time in the history of the poll.
That's
happened. This is the best political environment, and I'm sorry, but with all that going on, Dobbs shouldn't be is not going to be the decisive factor. It might help them a little bit. It might raise some enthusiasm. But come on, most people, when people are choosing between gas and food, they're going to vote on Dobbs. Maybe maybe in some purple states they might do that. Maybe there's a few states where that's an issue. Maybe in a blue state like New York, which is very pro-choice, that could be decisive. I don't think it's going to be decisive in places in other parts of the country. That's not what it's about. It's whether the Republican Party is a palatable alternative to the disaster the Democrats have put out.
Absolutely.
And it's a referendum on us if we lose.
When it comes to the Senate, a lot has to do, much more has to do with the matchup itself. Raphael Warnock mysteriously really pushed the president to do this loan forgiveness. That's, to me, not a recipe for winning in a formerly red state turned purple at best. In Pennsylvania, yeah, you're not going to get the Senate majority unless Dr. Oz wins. Listen to who he's going against. Even in perfect health, John Fetterman is Bernie Sanders in Pennsylvania. He's against fracking. He's pro-criminal. This guy is unproductive as a human being, and as a lieutenant governor, he was invisible. And we know about him living in his parents' house till he was in his 40s. I don't know if he's going to blame student loan debt, but he is obviously struggling since his stroke. Listen to this, cut 33.
Let me ask you a question. If you say you think the word of steel worker, what words come to your mind if you say steel workers? What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win, or excuse me, to work?
Come on, really?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want anyone to struggle, but we're watching a president who was able to get away with it because of the pandemic. You have to be able to perform. And this guy is not ready.
First of all, that's heartbreaking to watch. You know, you just feel for the guy that he's like incapable of putting together a sentence because of the tragedy of that stroke. But yeah, you're absolutely right. But again, he's beating Dr. Oz by 10 points right now.
I don't think so.
You know,
you really think so?
That's what I mean, again. You know, maybe all the polls are wrong. They've been wrong before. But I'm telling you, you know, everyone was dunking on Mitch McConnell for complaining about candidate quality. And look, he shouldn't be playing political analyst. He should be out there fighting for Republican nominees. But you got Dr. Oz, who goes out and says, first of all, that has the crudité disaster. And then says, well, John Fetterman wouldn't have had a stroke if he had eaten his vegetables. I mean, you know, candidate quality matters. That's just incompetent. So yes, we need Dr. Oz to win, because I would rather have an incompetent Republican win the election and take back the Senate majority than have John Fetterman and the Democrats back in the majority. But you know, we've been nominated a lot of people who are not ready for prime time, and we got to get them ready for prime time between now and Election Day. But you know, if we don't get back the Senate again. A lot of introspection on where the Republican Party is, who we're choosing to lead us, and what kind of what we're presenting to the American people as an alternative to the disaster the Democrats are presenting.
Mark, just take a step back for a second and forget about messaging and staffing. If you told me I had a top surgeon who was a self-made success in business with international experience because he's dealt with China and the Middle East, and then I told you that in a guest appearance with the number one talk show host in the country, Oprah, he was so convincing they gave him a syndicated show and has been top three in the country for 15 years. I go, that's ideal. Well, he might misstep and he might be, you know, might say something politically damaging. But for the most part, that was the image of the founding fathers. Have an expertise, be a farmer, be a business person, be an intellect, sure, a philosopher, and then serve and then get out. To me, I want the Ben Carsons of the world in there. I want the J.D. Vances in there. But they might say something awkward. I mean, don't cut a crudité tape. True. But for the most part, it's hard to put down a elite surgeon.
Or be a doctor mocking a guy's stroke.
Well, in a way, he didn't. He's been holding back. If that was Trump going against him or for the most part, he's not. He's holding back. If you watch him on Laura Ingraham last night, Laura came back and said, the guy can't talk. And he's like, let's move on and talk about it. I want to debate him for five straight times. And
yeah,
it's tough for a doctor to be a doctor at the same time look at his opponent and go, the guy can't put two sentences together. How am I losing to this guy?
Yeah, no. That was true of Trump against Biden, too. And look how it turned out.
Because he had a bad debate.
Yeah.
The bar was so low.
Yeah, I mean, we just, you know, I'm terrified of this, is that if the Democrats manage to hold on, the stakes in this election are so high. If the Democrats manage to hold on to the House and they can gain enough seats to make Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema irrelevant, they are going to get rid of the filibuster. They are going to pack the Supreme Court. They are going to pack the Senate by adding District of Columbia and Puerto Rico as states. They are going to do so much damage, and they won't need to compromise with Joe Manchin. They'll pass the reconciliation bill with $3.5 trillion in spending. You know, we've screwed this up once.
Mark Thiessen, thanks so much. Again.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
I want to take more chances with the embroidery.
Henley's vision for a new clothing line is coming into focus.
Dramatic.
They'll need an on-staff photographer to put their collection in the spotlight.
Why is no one taking shots of these?
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Poll Parade with Fox News Director of Polling, Dana Blandon.
American pride has fallen significantly over the last decade. 69% of voters were proud of the U.S. back in 2011. It was 50% in 2016 and 2017. And in our latest Fox News survey, 39% said they felt proud. Those are the only four times we've asked the question. Today, a majority, 56%, say they are not proud, up from 45% 5 years ago. Among partisans, the recent decline in pride is led by Republicans. Down 28 points, today 36% of Republicans are proud. Among independents, down 21 points, stands at just 29%. At the same time, pride increased among Democrats, up 8 points. Even so, it's less than half. Views split. 46% of Democrats are proud of the U.S., 48% aren't. We're proud to post all of our surveys at foxnews.com/poll. I'm Dana Blanton. That's your Poll Parade.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Yankee great Casey Stengel and Mickey Mantle testified before the Senate Antitrust and Monopoly Subcommittee hearing on baseball.
I was asking you, sir, why it is that baseball wants this bill passed.
I would say I wouldn't know, but I would say the reason why they'd want it passed is to keep baseball going as the highest baseball sport that has gone into baseball, and from the baseball angle. I'm not going to speak of any other sport. I'm not in here to argue about other sports. I'm in the baseball business. It's been run cleaner than any baseball business that was ever put out in the 100 years at the present time.
Well, Mr. Mantle, do you have any observations with reference to the applicability of the antitrust laws to baseball? My views are just about the same as Casey's.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Help. Summer's here, and for many, that means a dip in the pool. Or for those who don't have one of their own, it's all about community pools or lakes to cool down. But a lifeguard shortage is hurting pool operations.
It is a little bit concerning to me because I can't swim very well.
It's not fair. Because I don't want to be scorching hot.
The American Lifeguard Association says the lack of workers is estimated to impact one-third of the nation's pools. Training delays due to the pandemic are partially to blame, with many certification programs previously put on hold. The job also requires a tremendous amount of responsibility. Mercedes Puentes is a park manager in Naples, Florida.
You have people's lives in your hands.
And officials speculate many teens would prefer slightly higher-paying jobs with less stress.
A lot of these young guys can actually go to Costco's, Sam's. They can make $18 an hour.
For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, Tushar Saxena, Fox News.
You want truth, you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
And you always say, Joey, you're gonna be a college man. And I say, Dad, but what does that matter? I mean, you can still get fired if you're a college man. And I remember going down after a baseball game. I went to a really good school up in Claymont, Delaware, on the Pennsylvania border. And I walked in and I had my spikes. And because the reason I was going down, when your dad works in an automobile agency, the great advantage, you get a new car to go to the prom, or a good used car. So you think I'm joking? I'm not joking. And so I went down in my 51 Plymouth with beach towels for seat covers. Said, I want to see, the guy's name was Charlie Delcher, who was a vice president of the Farmers Bank, which was a state-owned bank that did a lot of the financing of people wanting to purchase a car. Said, I went to Charlie and asked to borrow the money. He said, they won't lend it to me.
By the end of that story, students were like, you know what, forget it, we'll pay.
And that was James Corden last night. I was just watching the replay. I DVR it now once in a while because, to me, I think he's the only funny guy on late-night television outside Greg. And I just listened to that, and they couldn't even pretend that he made sense yesterday. So they roll that, and it was all over the place. And he never mentioned the most important thing, why the HEROES Act was worthy of this $10,000 discount for everybody else. It was meant for the military. It wasn't meant for average, everyday people. It was passed in 2001. But he never mentioned that. He talked about himself and his spikes and his dad.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Whether you're squeezing in that last-minute summer vacation, taking the kids back to school shopping, or even back to school, don't forget to stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. With car wash packages starting at only $9, Or buy 5 car wash coupons, get 1 free. Or buy 10 car wash coupons and get 3 free. Stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Kids are back in school, and Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive knows that crowded parking lots can lead to fender benders, door dings, dents, and scratches. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive has you covered. Mako offers free estimates, works with most major insurance companies, and pricing is about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, it's time for the Iron Soldier Ride again. I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. The Iron Soldier Ride is Sunday, October 2nd. This tradition, started by Redding Yamaha Sea-Doo, is proudly carried on by California Custom Trailers, Power Sports, and Marine on Twin View Boulevard in Redding. To be a sponsor of this fun event, call 530-275-7300. Riders, registration is in the store only. All motorcycles are welcome. $40 registration in advance. 45 day of, you get t-shirt guaranteed on the day of the event, plus scenic ride, swag, lunch, games, and prizes. Register in person today. Learn more about the registration or sponsorship at 530-275-7300. All proceeds provide holiday meals for military families and post 9/11 veterans in need, as well as care packages for our troops. Sign up today at California Custom, 1936 Twin View Boulevard. Call today, 530-275-7300.
From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
And now I want to toss it on to Carly Shippius, who has a big announcement to share with all of you.
My announcement is that I'm pregnant.
What?
Expecting a baby in February. It still doesn't feel real. I'm going to be a mom.
Now, do we know what the baby is going to be?
It is.
There we go. Change the Chiron. There we go. Baby boy. They were ready.
Yes, I can tell you all about boys.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
I have two.
And tell me everything. I don't know how to raise a child.
But we'll find out if she can. Carly Shimkus with us now, co-host of Fox and Friends First. That's how it unfolded.
Yes.
You have the exclusive.
I did have the exclusive.
Yes.
So did the baker. Because I did the gender reveal cake. I cut into a cake. And it was very interesting to give the gender results to a total stranger and be like, so there's the outcome. You know what I mean?
Did he have a reaction, or was he just another customer?
It actually was more than just another customer. They get invested. I was talking to the guy after. He's like, it's really an honor to do these kinds of things because they know that it's like such a, this is what he was saying, that it's such a big part of a person's life. However, they kind of screwed it up because the icing was a little too thin on the top of the cake. So I saw that it was blue before I cut into it. Womp womp.
Whoa.
What I mean?
No, wait a second. I didn't realize the gender reveal was new to the woman, too.
Yeah, no, I didn't know.
Wow, I thought you knew and then you were going to reveal it to everybody.
No, so what happens is I may have done a very bad job of telling this story. What happens now is, because, you know, people go crazy and they do, like fireworks and stuff like that. I just wanted something very simple for me and my husband. So you get the gender results in an envelope from your doctor, and then you just take them to a baker if you want to do the cake, and you give them to the baker. And then they make a cake, and the inside is either pink or blue. So when you cut into the cake, you both find out together. Is that stupid?
It's cool.
Oh, okay.
I think it's really cool. And, you know, it's so interesting now I could say it. Kayleigh McEnany came in to do my Saturday show, and she was really bummed out, and she said, I think I made a huge mistake.
Oh, gosh.
So tell everybody what happened.
Well, you know, actually, I knew that happened, that you were a part of this. How did you? Okay, let me back up. She, it was no big deal. She said on Outnumbered that I was pregnant. She's pregnant, too, so it kind of fit into the story, and we're friends. So she called me after, and it was like the most innocent and pure confession of something that I couldn't have cared less.
But she said something on the air.
Yeah, she said I was pregnant before I announced it. Who cares? I was going to announce it a day later. It doesn't matter. And I can't believe you're bringing this up. Kayleigh probably is. She was so apologetic. I walked away from that conversation feeling bad for her for how bad she felt.
Right.
But
some people like that, though. I mean, you don't want to blow someone's engagement. For example, oh, you got engaged over the weekend. No, I didn't. Oh, I'm sorry, it's Monday. So you don't want to be that. You don't want to.
She did. It was, no, my care level when she told me was zero.
Yeah.
I was more happy that she brought me up on Outnumbered. I was like, that's great. I became a little part of the show.
So I was confused. You know, you weren't even on the couch.
No, I didn't know.
Wow,
yeah.
That is bizarre.
Oh, no. She gave me a phone. I can't believe you just brought that up on air.
Right. Yeah, no, but so we taped her segment. We usually do.
But she came to you and said, did Carly announce this? And you said no.
Right.
So did you console her, make her feel better?
No, I kept it factual.
She is not just nice. She's like the nicest person in the world.
Right. Yeah, she's definitely, if I was to bet on anyone going to heaven, it's probably her.
She's like, her name is already etched
on the
Golden Gate.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but anyway, no, that was no big deal to me. And I truly ended up feeling worse for her because of how apologetic she was. And I kept saying, Kayleigh, I don't care. It's okay, I'm about to announce it tomorrow. Anyway.
Now, is it true your parents are indifferent?
Actually, kind of negative reactions. Yeah, from both of them. Yeah. So strange.
Now they have to worry about bigger holidays.
Yeah, it's an expense. Yeah, growing families can be quite the challenge.
I'm not going to tell you how to act, but I do find that a little different. a couple of things that I want to discuss.
Yes.
First off, on this redaction today, President, we might get this affidavit. It's going to be handed to the judge today by noon.
It's going to be all black.
I mean, do you believe that the judge, and I'm not clear on this, the judge go, okay, looks good to me, put it out? Or is he going to look at it and hold it?
Okay, so a couple things have evolved over this week. So last week when he made that decision, he said a portion of the affidavit should be released.
Which will show details of why they raided the house.
Right, it was sort of like a 50-50 thing. He was like, the DOJ wants nothing, Trump's team wants everything, let's look at what the DOJ redacts. I'll look it over, make my own redactions, maybe delete some.
The judge thinks you can release some of the affidavits.
Right, but then did you hear what he said this week? He released a statement and was like, I may release some, but I might not release any of it. It just depends on what the DOJ's explanation
is. What's the point?
So it feels like he, over the weekend, thought about it or got some counsel or whatever.
Got a call from DOJ.
Yeah, and now it feels like this could possibly be a big nothing burger. We were talking to Chris Swecker on Fox and Friends First, who's a former FBI agent, and he was saying that what might be released are none of the reasons why they raided, but all sort of the
We pulled it from your show, Cut 28.
I think DOJ is going to win their argument with this judge at least, and that is they're going to say, well, There's going to be so much information about the reliability of the sources, the specificity of their information that it's going to identify them. We can't do that. So all that leaves us is the conduct of the former president. And I think that DOJ would be more than happy to release that.
Right, so it's all the stuff that could possibly make Trump look bad without any of the color or context surrounding it. But I think there are definitely still some underlying questions, like there was a Wall Street Journal piece about what led up to this and how Merrick Garland was really sitting on this for a couple weeks and saying, should I approve this raid, should I not? And apparently he's a very slow and calculated and methodical person. But if you're raiding the home of the former president because they have top secret classified information,
time
you
sensitive.
Need to get it back, that signifies to people that information could be in some sort of danger. So if it really is, then why are you waiting a couple weeks?
Oh, yeah. Here's Harmeet Dhillon last night, Cut 27. She is not handling this case for Trump, but has handled other cases for Trump. Cut 27.
This is clearly a fishing expedition to get at documents in former President Trump's possession, to use this as a August surprise, thanks to climate change, the October surprises are coming earlier, and or otherwise just keep him in the news. And that's exactly what's happening, and it is a disgrace to the good name of the DOJ, and it is ignoring both DOJ rules as well as federal statutes that prevent this exact type of behavior from happening out of the United States Department of Justice.
Yeah. And Mark Thiessen went on to say when he joined us earlier, that the longer Donald Trump's in the news, the better it is for Democrats. They're not talking about inflation, not talking about the border, not talking about anything
right.
else. So you
yeah.
keep him in the news and you keep him front and center. They want that. And you could use, I imagine, it's a risk, some of what you raided and use it on October, use it on the January 6th
committee. Oh, of
committee.
Course. Yes.
But can
yes.
you imagine
That's
that? This is what I took from his safe,
this.
You know?
And I actually think you said, Jonathan Turley said the whole thing about how you drag this out and it works better for Democrats. He brings up a great point because, when I'm sitting in the back of the studio waiting to do headlines, there are four TV screens in front of me, and it's Fox and Friends and the other networks, the liberal networks, and inflation, nothing. They just cover the Trump stuff. So, if you get a bunch of possibly a lot of Democrats, independents watching that, they're laser focused on this with their spin on it, and it takes their mind off inflation to a certain point. But then you live your life and recognize that prices
go
are
shopping,
sky high.
Go get
so
gas.
I don't really know how much that could impact somebody's thinking, but I think that that's what the narrative is on the Democratic side that they're trying to do.
Do you know gas is going up again? Do you know after the July, because China's getting online.
China.
And demand is going
yeah,
up.
Yeah, and that's right. And isn't, you're going to say this so much more eloquently than me, but isn't there some sort of deadline going on in Europe to finally pull further back from Russian oil and gas, and that can make gas prices go up?
True.
Higher?
And you know what else the Russians are doing? The Russians are saying we're testing Nord Stream 1. There's some problems. We're going to press a few, and they're starting to slow the flow of natural gas, which, by the way, we could have an all-hands-on-deck push to be the number one supplier of natural gas, but we refuse. We could build an LNG plant within 18 months and have one off the coast of Spain and somewhere in Europe that works for everybody.
Yeah.
And be able to supply them and become their number one supplier. But this administration doesn't want to frack. They don't want to build because they look at natural gas as a fossil fuel.
And then you have Jamie Dimon. Did you see what he said a couple days ago? He was like, we talk about how we want to go green and we're pulling back on natural gas and every other country is reverting back to coal. Are you kidding me? And that's what's going on in a lot of these other countries.
Because windmills and solar panels don't do it.
Yeah, they're firing up the coal plants, and that's making our country even dirtier.
So when we
Our world.
Yeah, but we're not a dirty country.
We are
one
not.
Of the cleanest.
Although I was out on the street recently, and I saw several rats.
Right.
Yes.
How long have you lived in New York City?
Since 2009.
So you've seen a big difference on a daily basis?
In terms of,
crime and dirt
middle
and grime?
Middle pandemic to now.
Yep.
The homeless situation.
Homeless is getting worse.
Yeah, it is.
A violent homeless.
Yeah. Well, I haven't noticed any violence. Are we going? You're giving me a look.
Belligerence. I see belligerent homeless people.
Yeah. Do you know what I recently saw, which was interesting?
What?
I saw a really muscular, jacked up homeless guy. You don't really see that ever.
You know what? I see a lot of the homeless people have better builds than me, and it bothers me because clearly they don't have the nutritional plan that I have, and they are somewhat defined. I've seen very fit homeless people.
I've never seen somebody as fit. I mean, it's rare to see somebody as fit in life as the homeless person that I saw, and he definitely was crazy and kind of scary, but I was like, wow, maybe that's prison fit. Could be.
That's
a thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can you take steroids in prison?
I don't think so, but you have a lot of time.
Right.
Just, you know, just what else are you going to do?
Right. Instead of getting...
That would be a good diet.
Right. Also, you could, I imagine, out of all the things to smuggle into prison, steroids would be the least offensive.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
If you've been to prison, 1-866-408-7669,
like
and smuggled steroids into a Supermax.
We'd like your body mass index.
Please.
Yes.
Back in a moment.
This weekend, check out Brian's new show on Fox News Channel.
His new Saturday show lets him ruin your weekends, too.
Take it easy, Gutfeld.
That really hurts.
One Nation with Brian Kilmeade. Saturdays at 8 p.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel. More of Brian coming up.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Did you get the Clement Horizon clean last night? I don't want another barnacle incident. Where's Ivan?
Kiki's head of docking operations just jumped ship.
What do you mean he's sailing around the world?
She needs a new marina manager to help keep her head above water.
Yeah, the tide's perfect, but we are slammed.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Alice Cooper knows a thing or two about rock and roll history, and the godfather of shock has spoken, saying that he thinks that rock not being the most popular genre right now is actually a good thing. In a new interview with LA Weekly, Cooper says he thinks it's healthy that rock bands are not number one, two, or three right now on the charts, because when he first started playing, rock bands were outlaws, always looking into the party, never invited to the party, and that he feels like rockers are sort of back to that point, being the rebels of the music world right now.
No!
I'm Ashley DeBorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with the Umbrella Academy series creator Steve Blackman.
The family dynamics have really grown this time. What are you most excited for audiences to see in that way overall, just how far they've come as a group?
I think when we started off, they were more of a hostile dependency, this family. I think they've come to start to really appreciate each other and understand each other. And that's part of the reason I put them against the Sparrows, because, you know, it was a way to bring them together and force them to sort of really come to a place of acceptance.
The process now for you in choosing what part of the comic book series, you know, to adapt, and then where to just take it on your own, in your own direction?
Gerard has many volumes in his head. He's a very busy man. He's on tour with My Chemical Romance right now. So I always sort of sit down with him and say, like, where are you going next? And, you know, when's the next volume?
The Umbrella Academy Season 3 is now streaming on Netflix. Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So never let a crisis go to waste. A phrase coined by Kilmeade's barber. This is male pattern baldness is in the shape of Belarus. Like Brian Kilmeade's fleas. That's a head scratcher. Like Kilmeade's doll collection. Does make me sad. It's like when Kilmeade enters a crowded elevator. They treat him like he's got monkeypox. It's likely someone no one can stand. I call them creeps, but why offend Brian Kilmeade?
That wasn't exactly what I was hoping for. That hurt more than when Greg reached up and hit me in the shin when we got married. I'm sitting in a normal chair, not one of the small ones, custom crafted to fit Greg's abnormally childlike frame. I'm a full-grown adult. We also had the stage crew remove the sippy cup because I don't spill, unlike the normal host who's not anything but normal.
So that was last night I hosted Gutfeld.
Were you nervous about that? Well, you used to do comedy.
Yeah,
you're such a professional.
But it was cool to do something different.
Yeah,
it was just
it's a different kind of muscle, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's just interesting. They had a great staff.
Their staff is amazing.
Right. I do feel, say this. They didn't turn on me. I said, recommended. My approach was, I don't really watch the show. I do a morning show, but I hear Greg talks about me a lot. So that was my approach, and then they rolled in all the negative clips. So
exactly.
It's not like the staff turned on me.
No.
I chose to have them turn on me.
Can we all get an origin story on this pseudo-feud between you and Greg? How did it start?
I don't like him.
Yes, you do. I know you do.
No, I just think that we're better off being enemies. And I think, and nobody wants to back off.
To give him a time off.
Right, and that's due. And I'll be there when they usually ask me. I usually try to do it, but I will not go on the offense. I prefer that he look like the bad guy going after me.
It's so funny that you do a show called Fox and Friends when you're neither a fox and you have no friends.
Why did you keep that, Eric? Why was that necessary? I was having a conversation. I mean, for that's my staff turning on me.
Wow.
Yeah.
I do have to say, I never laugh at the jokes directed at you when I'm on the show.
When you're on the show?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'm on Gutfeld and he's picking on you, I sit there stoically.
Pete, can you look up
with
all
a
of
mean
her appearances?
Mug.
And make
can
you sure laugh she's on after the show?
No comment. It doesn't count.
Hey, let's find out if there's more to know.
All right.
More to know.
This hurts me.
With Carly Shimkus.
Oh, love it.
Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer Flavin are getting a divorce.
Why?
What's at stake? They have a $400 million between them. Now they got to split it 50-50. Do you believe the women should get any money? I mean, shouldn't for her own self-esteem make her own money?
Can we just talk about how sad it is that they're getting a divorce?
And he's got a tattoo on his deltoid.
Oh, of her?
Yeah, of her. And he's got a... What happened, Pete, to it? What happened to it?
So he was supposedly... He said he was going to get it retouched up, but he actually now... It's Butkus, the dog from the Rocky movies, has now covered his wife's face on his shoulder.
Oh, wow. Okay, so there must have been trouble in paradise for quite some time if he's already done that.
Right. Evidently, they've had somewhat of an open relationship.
Oh.
Did you hear about this?
No.
It says, when we're not together... They're not together, but she says, all I could tell you is we sleep together 5 nights a week, and I believe there are 7 days in a week.
Yes.
So
very,
if you're thinking about it, if you're
them.
Thinking about an open relationship, I haven't seen it work yet.
Nor have I.
Next.
All right. Joey Chestnut, he broke the popcorn eating world record in Indiana. Top rated professional eater Joey Chestnut broke a new world record for the sport when he ate 32 servings of popcorn, 24 ounces each, in 8 minutes. That is such a choking hazard.
I know.
Makes me nervous to even read that.
But that's why we're sponsored by LifeVac. This is a perfect LifeVac. Push-pull.
I know. I'm personally not sponsored by LifeVac. I bought three of them.
You did?
Yeah, for individual members of my family.
You realize if you buy it and use BK10, you get 10% off? You did not.
Can I get like 10% of whatever you're making right now?
I know. It's unbelievable.
I do have a question about Joey Chestnut and the popcorn eating. Do you think he dunked the individual kernels in water? Because that's gross.
Because he does have the hot dogs. Next, Dennis Rodman backs out of trying to get Britney Spears from Russia. It would have been a shoe in Griner. Britney Spears. Yeah, who took Britney Spears? We got to get him back for the parents. Did Dennis Rodman help get him out away from the parents? So Dennis Rodman goes, yeah, I got permission to go. And everyone's going, who gave him permission to go?
He just blankly said they gave me permission.
By the way, if you're Brittany Griner and Rodman shows up in prison, really? Yeah. You're sending Rodman?
Well, I think at this point, we got to get her back. I think it's a huge story.
And by the way,
getting enough attention.
Stop going to Russia to play sports.
Stop going to Russia. You know what? While you're at it, don't go to North Korea either.
Nice.
Too much screen time isn't just a problem for kids. A new study finds parents also pick up several bad habits when they stare at their smartphones all the time.
Like, for example?
Researchers from University of Waterloo. Where is that?
I don't know. It's my last stand, though.
Oh, discovered that parents and caregivers who consume too much digital media for relaxation end up engaging in negative parenting practices. Could you plant this one in my section so that I now know?
When you have this kid, pay attention. That's all.
Thank you. I think that's sort of common sense.
Not sure. I'm a little like Dr. Scott.
Good emphasis, though.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. The prosecutor investigating whether former President Donald Trump and others illegally tried to interfere in the 2020 election in Georgia is seeking information about the alleged involvement of a Trump ally in the breach of voting equipment at a county some 200 miles south of Atlanta. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
The widening of the probe highlights the latest instance in which unauthorized people appear to have gained access to voting equipment since the 2020 election. Experts have raised concerns that sensitive information shared online about the equipment. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is seeking to have Attorney Sidney Powell testify before a special grand jury seated for the investigation into possible illegal election interference. In her court petition filed Thursday, Willis said Powell is, quote, known to be affiliated with Mr. Trump and the Trump campaign, Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at townhall.com, bitter fighting Saturday between rival militias in Libya's capital. At least one civilian has been killed, and authorities say as many as five others wounded.
Blackened buildings and cars in the center of Tripoli reveal the ferocity of the fighting overnight. Residents say the sounds of battle were deafening and reawakened fears of a violence that scarred the Libyan capital and much of the rest of the country for many years. The current political standoff emerged after UN-sponsored efforts to hold elections last year came to nothing. The internationally recognized Prime Minister Abdelhamid al-Dabeiba continues to preside over a government in Tripoli, but a rival administration has again risen in the east, with the parliament there electing Fatih Bashagha as what they say is the legitimate prime minister after Dabeiba's interim mandate expired.
BBC correspondent Sebastian Usher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Worker protection is on the menu for the legislature of America's most populous state. Rich Thomason has more.
California lawmakers are considering legislation that backers say provides increased power to and protections for fast food workers. Among other things, it would create a fast food council to set minimum standards for wages, hours, and working conditions. Restaurant owners say the bill will only drive up fast food prices while forcing employers to cut workers' hours. There are some 500,000 fast food workers in California. Rich Thomason reporting.
A car that was used by the late Diana, Princess of Wales, selling for more than $760,000 at auction. Diana, who died 25 years ago, drove that Ford Escort for nearly 3 years in the 1980s. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Elon Musk, SpaceX, and T-Mobile are teaming up. Here's Keith Peters.
They want to help provide voice and data services anywhere by having satellites connect with cell phones using T-Mobile's wireless spectrum. The plan, called Coverage Above and Beyond, looks to use SpaceX's Starlink satellites that are in low Earth orbit and T-Mobile's wireless network to reach people even in remote areas of the U.S. that typically don't receive traditional cell signals. Keith Peters reporting.
Poll shows most Americans still do not trust the media when it comes to political news. Rasmussen Report's survey on the media finds most voters believe fake news is a very serious problem. 62% say the problem of fake news is getting worse. Only 10% say that it's getting better. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey, KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to readingcivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
studios in Midtown Manhattan.
I was lucky enough, I'm blessed that you guys have an outstanding radio show, and you are a fair gentleman.
Your radio show, you guys are top of the business, man, because you guys are fair and balanced.
Giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook.
And I just want to thank you for being cheerful and, you know, making me laugh every day. Love your show. Love you.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, coming to you from 48 and 6 in Midtown Manhattan. Heard around the country, heard around the world. Charlie Heard at the bottom of the hour. He helped me out on Gutfeld last night. I was lucky enough to host. And David Avella is in studio. He is a GOPAC chairperson, GOP strategist extraordinaire, to go inside now that primary season's virtually done, 76 days to the big election. So before we get to David, let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
If you were governor right now of New York, what would you be doing about this situation?
I'd be in Washington every minute saying we have to close the border. New York City is saying, what can we do? We have over 1,000 illegal immigrants. Texas has had over 2 million.
No kidding, George Pataki, but too bad Republicans are not in charge now. The buses keep coming because the border's still broken. The facts, the numbers, and the Biden administration's negligence. Mayorkas is at the border at this hour.
Number two.
This was clearly a fishing expedition, either to get at documents in former President Trump's possession, to use this as a August surprise. Thanks to climate change, the October surprises are coming earlier.
Yes, Hermeet Dillon, current, still handling some of the legal work for Donald Trump. The Trump drama and what it means for 2022 as the red wave, is it indeed in jeopardy? That's the question. And if so, can they still win?
Number one.
A lot of these folks in small businesses are working in middle-class families. They needed help. It was the right thing to do. So the outrage over helping working people with student loans, I think is just simply wrong, dead wrong.
Loan forgiveness. President fulfills a campaign promise, but I think this promises to be a big problem, especially for those who paid off their loans, who made sure not to take one. We'll explain. So a lot of people, David Avella, who's, if you're watching Fox Nation, you see David fresh off TV, now with America's favorite app. Miranda Devine, hardly a left-wing columnist who's done an incredible job, most specifically and recently with the Hunter Biden investigation, says the win by Mark Molinaro in New York State yesterday in the special election, there'll be an immediate rematch in November, is a warning sign to Republicans. It was a tiny turnout across the board, but especially for the Trump base. Trump was not involved in this. When Trump's not involved, the enthusiasm's not there, she says, and therefore a lot of times Republicans are disappointed with the results. Is she right?
There's record turnout going on right now amongst Republicans in primaries across the country. Certainly candidates do matter as we think about that New York special, and as we get ready to, as Mark needs to think about what he needs to do to fine-tune his message to ultimately win this November and take that seat, as we have three or four other opportunities here in New York to pick up congressional seats. But if you look at the bigger trend, that is that overall voter turnout is up 10% over 2018. Driven by Republican turnout is up 26%, and Democratic turnout is down 4%.
Mm-hmm.
And that trend continued even in Florida, where we had record turnout, particularly amongst Republicans. You still see the enthusiasm, despite the media narrative that's being driven right now and the Democrats' narrative that somehow Republicans have lost momentum. But Brian, it would be historic if the country is at 72% disapproval of the direction of the country. The president's at 42%, and Republican turnout, or the opposition party's turnout, is up at record levels, and somehow the president doesn't take a beating on Election Day.
I know, and listen, I think he's earned a beating on Election Day. And I know that only 21% of the country think we're heading in the right direction, NBC poll. But I saw Ronna McDaniel was basically on with potential donors, and she had a big plea amid the rising concerns of the party over his candidates. This is going to Politico, lagging fundraiser totals and his overall prospects. They had a 36-minute conference call. I assume the reporter was on there. And on the recording was obtained by Politico. McDaniel argued that the party has strong Senate candidates and a favorable political environment, but they're being outraised. We absolutely have to have better candidates. Our candidates can't win if we outspend, but they can't win if we're outspent 2-1, and that's what's going on right now. 6-1, it becomes more difficult, and we're seeing that specifically in the Senate side. He goes, she has a desperate call for action. And she's seeing money pour into Fetterman, money pour into Wisconsin, money pour into Warnock in Georgia. Is she right to be concerned?
Every chairman says they don't have enough money. Anyone who's responsibility, fair point. You're always looking for more funds so that you can put into races to elect more Republicans. It's a pretty standard line. It would have been more disappointing and, quite frankly, more newsworthy had she said, we have all the money we need. Don't send any more money.
Right.
And the good news is, and Newt on that same call, it's been reported, said that we don't have to match them dollar for dollar. We get outspent 2 to 1, 3 to 1. We still win elections,
right,
typically. But we start getting to 5 to 1 or 6 to 1, then it starts becoming a little more challenging.
Well, a lot of the money comes from outside. For example, most of Stacey Abrams' money is not coming from Georgians. It's coming from outside, but it's still a lot of money. The bad news is those aren't people invested in her that can actually vote for her. Mm-hmm. So that's something to keep in mind. But when you look at Walker, and when you look at Dr. Oz, Mastriano, the one thing they have in common is that they're picked by the former president. Do you believe that President Trump should be kicking in some money to them? And what are the limitations for an individual donor? Or with is his case, he's got a super PAC.
Anyone who wants to see a Republican majority should be stepping up right now and giving.
And someone's spoken to the former president and said, listen, don't leave them out there on a vine. They're going to need some support.
The president has been out there campaigning for candidates that he's endorsed and given money to candidates that he's endorsed. Everyone needs to be chipping in here. But let's not get past the bigger picture, which is the record the Democrats have to ultimately defend. And you're looking at a president who almost every single action this president has taken has resulted in job creation being suppressed. That it keeps inflation in an area that makes it harder.
Well, he's got low unemployment, right?
As folks who are in the job market right now, how good it is, particularly when it comes to they're seeing their taxes go up. I mean, it's laughable to suggest that a energy bill that just passed that raises taxes on petroleum production somehow won't get to consumers in the price they pay for gasoline. In fact, Brian, I was just in Maine this week and heard from a number of voters who said each week they look at home fuel prices, heating oil prices. This is the time to do that. And each week they're hoping the prices are going to come down a little bit.
Heating, that's one thing that no one's talking about. They focus on just cars.
That's right.
But I'm talking about everyone in their house.
That's right.
How do you also feel about California coming out there ready to ban the sale of gas cars?
It's well,
what if you have a car line full of Toyota pickup trucks?
So this is the same state that hasn't built a gas station in quite a long time.
And they don't want to.
Their march to this getting rid of fuel cars has not starting today. It's been going for a while. I suppose if you're a car dealer right now in California, you're figuring out how you set up shop in Nevada or Oregon.
Right. The top three issues you believe in order for Republicans.
Education, crime. Oh, in order.
In order.
Economy, crime, and education.
Drill down on the economy, inflation, and
ultimately, always comes down to job creation and having a thriving economy. And you do that by having a stable tax policy and a stable regulatory policy, which is what this president's not doing. And if Republicans ever questioned whether education was a big issue, again, look at Florida. We took majority in 5 school boards 2 days ago in areas that aren't exactly favorable to Republicans.
Did you ever think we'd be talking about school boards?
Absolutely. When you see what's going on in schools.
But
and
we
how,
never were until
COVID came along.
Virginia.
Right? Yes. And parents want a focus on reading, writing, arithmetic, STEM. And they're not seeing it coming out of their schools.
I also want to get into candidates a little bit. John Fetterman's doing his Biden appointment. We all know that Joe Biden lost his fastball, and when he was being mocked on SNL, it looked like he was out of the race. When he got back in the race, the pandemic heats up. He doesn't have to be honest, he never had to leave. He was looked at as the responsible candidate not to have big rallies. John Fetterman has a stroke. He wins the primary without showing up. We wish him the best. But clearly he's not on his game. Cut 33 is John Fetterman over the last couple of appearances.
Let me ask you a question. If you say you think the word of steel worker, what words come to your mind if you say steel workers? What is wrong with demanding for an easy, safe kind of their income, a path to a safe place for them to win, or excuse me, to work?
I mean, what the hell? He's clearly not well. I mean, why don't Democrats just pull this guy?
Because
he's winning by between 5 and 10 points.
I always go back to Democrats always find a way. You may remember this has been many years ago, but in New Jersey when they had a scandal-plagued senator, and it was in the last month that they pulled him and got the Supreme Court to agree to put someone else on the ballot. Never put it past the Democrats to figure out some way to use the rules to get what they want.
But right now there's not a lot of clamor about this. This is the 6'7" elephant in the room. Mr. Hoodie can't get a sentence out.
In addition to that, the Oz campaign and Republicans who want to win this seat need to make him say out loud, would he have voted for this environmental bill that Joe Manchin got passed through the Senate?
Sure.
Or not? Is he for raising petroleum prices? Is he for the tax increases that were in that bill?
Listen, I hear you. I can't believe this is happening and no one's writing about this. I listened to him the other day, raw, and this is just consolidated. We don't have an hour, but he's not thinking clearly. No one wishes bad on him, but I don't wish anything bad for the president. But he's hurting the country right now. No one thought that Barack Obama was not smart and competent. You might disagree. I get worried that leaders are in positions they're incapable of serving in.
The president just believes in ideas that just aren't good for the country. Doesn't make him a bad person, but his ideas are taking us down the wrong
path.
But
is he making these decisions? Well, is he capable of understanding them?
This election, we need to hold him accountable for whether he's making the decisions or his administration. Though with any president, they're the ones that people look to as being the one making the decision. So whether he's making them or not, he's going to get held responsible for them.
All right, I want you a couple other things just before you go. I want to talk about illegal immigration. Pat Fallon weighed in on this battle between the states, really between the city of New York, the city of Washington, D.C., and the state of Texas. The congressman from Texas, Cut 34.
These planes that are flying out of South Texas are full of illegal migrants. The American taxpayer has been footing this bill for almost 2 years, and the situation has never literally been worse in our history. We need to know the truth. And Alejandro Mayorkas, my office is preparing articles of impeachment because this fella has done nothing for the American people other than grossly ignore. And it's just been a dereliction of duty.
So that's where he stands. And we're watching these buses today getting more and more packed. A lot of children. I watched it on Fox and Friends Live, 4 or 5 buses packed. Mm-hmm. So they get hotel rooms, they get phones, they get clothes, they get health care, they get schooling. As a Republican strategist, GOPAC chair, how do you strategize your way out of this without looking cruel to probably fine families?
But the reality is we can be optimistic about this because even when Democrats see their policies in place, they realize how bad they are. So for our country, we show them more how their policies actually impact people. We potentially do great good for our country. As Republicans, certainly immigration and the border is important and making sure we know who's coming into the country. But Brian, it goes into the bigger question, should we know who's coming into our country or not? And on that issue, just leaving it right there, you have Republicans and independents and persuadable Democrats all in agreement.
And we have never seen the Hispanic vote go to the Republican Party like this.
Absolutely.
And it's so undercovered because we're not hearing about this. Oh, the suburbs, excuse me. If the Hispanic, they say if 5% of the black vote goes to Republicans and the Hispanic vote goes 50-50, you cannot tell me there's a model in which Democrats don't get annihilated.
You are 100% right. And as one Hispanic voter said to me, when I realized they were lying to me about one thing, I realize they're lying to me about everything.
And Maya Flores, to you, is bigger than just one election?
Yes. I mean, that is a good bellwether for the potential we have if we're willing to go in and ask for votes and tell them what we want to do to make their lives better.
Right. And finally, for the President of the United States, do you expect him to announce before November? And if he was to ask you, David Avella, what should I do, what would you tell him?
No, he will not announce before the midterm elections.
You know that for sure?
Well, no, I don't. You ask my opinion.
No, you said he should not, but you don't know that.
I don't know whether he will. Here's what is historically proven. Any president at 42% approval rating gets a primary challenge. And the bigger question is who's going to take him on in the primary? Whether it's Jimmy Carter, whether it was Lyndon Johnson, whether it was Gerald Ford, expect a primary challenge if Joe Biden runs again.
Well, I think it's going to be tough because I guess they're friendly, but Gavin Newsom is doing everything, it looks like, to run. But he just has to run and pretend he wasn't governor in California and mayor of San Francisco. David Avella, always in educational, GOPAC chairperson, GOP strategist. Best of luck, 76-day sprint.
Thank you.
Back in a moment.
Learning something new every day on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
This should be 8x7.
When it comes to closets, Janina's home organization business runs tip-top tidy.
Is the schedule right? I'm going to need help.
But she needs to reorganize and find a new assistant.
I know, it's your last week, but can you make sure the handsome pantry's wrapped?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A dedicated volunteer who spends 12 hours a week commuting to work makes today's Dean's List. David Flucker is 100 years young and has been working at the St. Columbus Hospice Shop in Edinburgh, Scotland. He spends 4 hours a day traveling to and from the shop regardless of the weather. David was diagnosed with prostate cancer and spent 2 weeks getting cared for there. He says he just wants to pay it forward for the kindness, and it's a wonderful feeling to be doing something good. It takes David 2 buses and a 20-minute walk to get to his job, and he works 3 days a week. The grandfather of 7 says they get a lot of donations to the hospice, and he's happy to check them out. He mentions loads of toys, books, and puzzles, and David wants to make sure they're all in working order before he gives them out. His favorite part of the job is when people come in to chat with him. David Flucker, you're amazing, and you made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Cal's call for health. A booming mosquito population. And that means more of those pesky, itchy bites.
We'll go outside and play. It's our favorite thing to do in the summer. And they come back inside and they are just covered with bites.
Wildlife and health experts say rising temperatures and rainfall levels are creating the perfect conditions for mosquitoes to start reproducing earlier and for longer periods of time. And while more mosquitoes may be annoying, they can also pose serious health risks. The CDC lists the mosquito as the world's deadliest animal because of its ability to spread malaria and other diseases, like West Nile, which can cause body aches, and Triple E, which can result in deadly brain swelling in the most serious cases. To better protect yourself when outside for an extended period of time, you can wear long sleeves and pants, use mosquito repellent, and get rid of standing water in your yard or around your house because that's where mosquitoes breed. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Jesse Ed Davis, one of the few successful Native American rock artists, was well known as a session guitarist who recorded solo albums, as well as working with a who's who of major artists in the 1970s and 80s. In a 1972 interview, Jesse discussed recording albums in the heyday of AM radio's programming demands.
To have to consider the fact that you're making a commercial product, have to consider the fact that you have to fit in line with the company's image, have to consider the fact that you have to try and get your record played on AM radio, is almost incredible limitation on a person's music. And I really find it very degrading, personally. Do you bend to the way they want you to play, or do you be true to your music, your art? You know, it's so rough.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Why are they doing this one? Why not taxpayers who have loans out to the IRS? The IRS has told a lot of taxpayers that you owe us money and we're charging you interest on it. Should the government dismiss those? What about people who owe car companies for their car rentals, for their car loans? What about people who own mortgage debt? Should that be forgiven? No. The answer is that when you apply for a loan, you pay back your loan.
And I know during the pandemic, things changed and people got exonerated from paying rent. We really screwed the landlords and we got the PPP. So people got money to sustain themselves and pay their employees. It was all, I get it. We were rewriting the rules, but that was 2 years ago. If this was going to happen, Trump should have done it 2 years ago to just people affected by the pandemic. And he still would have had huge pushback. But instead, with the threshold of $125,000 as a salary, you are now losing $10,000 worth of loan obligation. But of course, since the federal government owns all this money, the money goes into the pot to our debt, which should they say, and Fox just put this out, between $500 and $700 billion. Should they say $20,000, which people with Pell Grants are eligible for, you're talking about almost $1 trillion. Why is this worth it? And believe me, They told President Biden, who evidently was reluctant to do this, well, this is about your legacy. This is how you'll be remembered. And that's his hot button. And he signed off on it. And Susan Rice was behind it. But a lot of Democrats are sickened by it, as am I. You listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. When we come back, Charlie Hurt joins us right now. And we find out how he really thinks I did on Gutfeld last night.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar of the humidor is La Unica Dominican Primeros. Premium shade-grown Connecticut wrappers combined with a long filler blend of aged Cuban seed Dominican tobaccos, providing a smooth, mellow to medium-bodied experience. It's a rich and balanced selection with subtle hints of nuts, cream, and fruit. La Unica Dominican Primeros. Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Brian Kilmeade.
Republicans should be very, very, very scared this morning about their prospects. I have never believed that we would not hold the House. That's my mission, and that's what I hope to accomplish, and I have a plan to do it under the leadership of Sean Patrick Maloney. He had a big victory himself last night. He's our chair. But this one, they expected to win, and they outspent us, but we out-organized them. And that's what we don't agonize, we organize.
Right. I'm not sure what she's talking about. Could be some of the New York races or some of the others. She's definitely not talking about the school board results in Florida, five of which flipped to Republicans. But Charlie Hurd is with us now. He's the same Charlie Hurd who's a Fox News contributor, columnist for The Washington Times. But your take on her ebullience?
Yeah, I think, I think that, she is, she's good at, she's been in her job for a long time for a reason. She probably ought to retire to the beach and go back to the beach.
I never thought she was a good communicator, by the way. Did you?
No, no, but she's a good communicator because the House is a really weird place. You have to be a good communicator within your caucus, and you have to be
threaten people.
Right. No, it's all about threatening people. It's all about making sure that you keep people in line. And she does a masterful job of keeping people in line. And whether that's through it's rarely sometimes it's with sweets, but it's mostly with threats. But in terms of being out of touch, it's kind of astonishing. And here's the other thing that's kind of interesting about her. Democrats, if you look at in both chambers, really, but especially in the House, Democrats are led by the looniest people in their party, Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi has been the looniest person in her party for decades. And what's sort of happened over the past 10 years or so is she has the party has attracted such loonier people that she's become sort of more of a moderate. But the problem is when you actually talk about the issues, and we saw this in 2016, when you actually talk about the issues, most Democrat voters are not in line with what Pelosi is selling, and definitely not what the loonier people in the Democrat Party.
You mean the way to the left and the squad. And yeah, the squad exactly. Lost a member. Mondaire Jones lost, right? And the guy that did win is Bowman. Bowman did win, Jamal Bowman, so he's another extremist, so it's a one-on-one. But AOC doesn't seem to have a lot of coattails.
No, she does not. And by the way,
I'm thankful for the country, by the way, because
no,
she would destroy the country, and if that party gains momentum, I won't recognize the country.
So I think you and I have disagreed on this before. I think that there are some advantages to taking your most eloquent person for your crazy positions and putting them on a pedestal and letting them talk, because I think that it would expose the lie of all of her promises. We're seeing it now with like the Green New Deal is turning out to be a scam for regular Americans.
Which we're living. And we're going to have to see it fail in order to realize
exactly.
How bad it is.
And I think that that's a good thing. But I totally agree with you about this. And that is having those people get removed by their own voters and replaced with sensible people is a good thing. As somebody who's a conservative, even the Republican Party fails to sort of line up conservatively enough with me on a lot of issues. But I generally want Republicans to win, generally. That said, I want the Democrat Party to be a vibrant party. I want it to be a smart party.
It doesn't hate the country and hate our history.
Exactly. I want them to bring their best ideas to the table. I probably will 90% of the time disagree with them, but they'll make Republicans better. And I want that. But it's vital to our country.
But here's the thing. Do clear-thinking Democrats want to blow up the filibuster? Do clear-thinking Democrats want to add two states? Do clear-thinking Democrats want to pack the court?
Well, I think this is
are those extreme behaviors?
Well, I think this is where you and I have disagreed in the past. I don't think that they do, and it's hard to look at
Senator Leahy says it's inevitable, even though he's retiring. He says it's inevitable. He told Brett Baer the other night. Said one of the parties is going to do it quickly.
And he and everybody else can thank Harry Reid for that. Because Harry Reid blew through all of the norms in the Senate to blow up the every sort of, firewall.
Because he couldn't get a judge passed, he said.
Right. Because and of course, before that, he was using it all to thwart all of President W. Bush's judges.
Absolutely.
Which is
made up stuff about Mitt Romney. As everyone knows, Mitt Romney doesn't pay his taxes. And he said, yeah. I made that up. And he bragged about it now and in retirement.
And I think at the end of the day, these are hard times politically, but I do think that in the long run, There's a reason we have these processes in place. The founders gave us these wonderful processes. It's not because it's good to spend all of our time talking about the processes, but that the processes lead to equitable, sensible solutions.
Right.
And, for example, Roe v. Wade, the Dobbs decision, returning the issue of abortion to the voters and their elected representatives is a really good procedural move. I'm not going to like probably the outcome that a lot of these legislatures reach when it comes to abortion, because I'm pretty far to the right on it, but I can live with it because my neighbors decided it and came up with the solution.
And you can move.
I can move, but even if I can't, I'll be happier that I can go next door and argue with my neighbor about it,
right?
Than having some court with a bunch of unelected people in robes handing down an edict that I can't argue with anybody about or do anything about.
Here is President Biden yesterday giving us something to talk about, because I think this is a bad political decision as well as fiscal decision. Cut three.
But I believe my plan is responsible and fair. It focuses the benefit on middle class and working families. It helps both current and future borrowers, and will fix a badly broken system. These actions build on my administration's effort to make college more affordable in the first place.
Fix a badly broken system by saying you don't have to give back $10,000, but it'll cost cumulatively between $500 and $700 billion. What is your thought, Charlie Hurt?
Badly broken? Why is it badly broken?
Meaning the cost
of the federal
schools. Yes.
Yeah, but, well, and also the debts. The entire student loan program is run by the federal government. They're the whole problem with this is that the federal government has been involved in it for decades now.
But do you think the federal government is? Don't you think he changed it when Barack Obama said we're going to federalize these loans and took them all from the banks?
Yes, but
that was 2008, right?
But the idea that you've got the federal government on the scene and Joe Biden saying we're going to fix this problem. Well, you created the problem. Why are we going to trust the people who created the problem to fix the problem?
And why is $10,000 fixing anything?
No, of course it's not. And then, of course, it's also, as we talked about last night, do you think that the cost of college is going to go down? Do you think tuitions are going to go down? No, they're going to keep going up. And you have these places like Harvard, you have these universities that have endowments.
Yeah.
That are individual universities that have endowments that are larger than 25 of the smallest GDP countries on the planet combined.
But do you think Harvard's a good example, because so few people will ever get into Harvard? What about the average school across the country, Texas A&M, for example?
I think
or the University of Florida.
Okay, you can talk about all
Stetson.
Of them. Stetson. But I think that Harvard's a great one to talk about, because a smart politician would go after these universities and say, oh, you want to forgive student loan debt? Here, let's do this. Everybody's taking a haircut. You take billions of dollars from Harvard's endowment and you give it back to the people that they taught, the students that got defrauded by them who got taught that there are eight genders. You hold Harvard and University of Virginia and all of these places personally, financially accountable for the scam they have perpetrated on these students. And
ultimately, the thing that's going to happen is everybody wants to go to Harvard and Yale and the Ivies. I get it. But ultimately, what's going to happen is people are going to have to decide that they're not going to pay $70,000 for school.
Well, it's unlikely that you're going to get students to make that decision if you've got the federal government sitting there dangling all this free money in front of their faces. Of course they're going to. Who wouldn't take that? This is a society. We live in a society today where, like, debt is so great and everybody thinks it's so awesome.
Right.
And this is only going to make it worse.
I thought I had a great idea yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Interest rates.
Oh, yeah.
The interest rates are above the prime. To sell to these kids. It used to be, I always thought it was below. Yeah. That's one of the enticements of a student. Now, do you know the escalation sometimes are up to 10% for a parent's loan? So why do you want a loan at 10%? Is this a loan shark? No, so if you go up to people and go, I'm going to cut 3% of your interest rate, I don't think you have much of an uproar, yet you're really helping people, aren't you?
It's totally predatory lending. if a private company was doing this on a street corner, yeah, they would be put out of business by the government. And it is it's payday loan level loan sharking, and it's and you know and I don't know, you know I don't know what the answer. I mean, I have a lot of ideas about what the answer. I don't know what the workable political solution is. I know this is not it, and this is going to make things much worse.
A couple of things. Just so you know, Nancy Pelosi is now firmly for it. And I played this last night, but I want everyone to hear it. She knows this is not constitutional. She knows the president doesn't have this power. Cut to.
People think that the president of the United States has the power for debt forgiveness. He does not. He can postpone. He can delay. But he does not have that power. That would has to be an act of Congress.
And how bad is this that they're tapping into the HEROES Act? What is heroic about having a lot of debt?
Yeah. So this reminds me of, remember when Obama was in power and for decades, for years, Democrats talked about how President Biden could not extend DACA relief to
to
Dreamers. And Obama talked about it extensively. Biden talked about it. Pelosi talked about it. And then as soon as it became politically expedient, boom, they go and they do it.
And they thought for sure the court's going to get a hold of this and reverse it, and they didn't.
Yeah.
And then we're back to Obama judge, Trump judge. So some of the things that people should understand, we're not sitting here spouting off about Republican talking points. Catherine Cortez Masto. Democrat who wants six more years in and in a tough fight in Nevada. I don't agree with today's executive action because it doesn't address the root problem. Jared Golden, congressman from Maine. The decision by the president is out of touch with the majority of the American people. Chris Pappas of New Hampshire. This announcement by President Biden is in no way made to make policy and it sidesteps Congress. He's a Democrat. Sharice Davids in Kansas, Democrat. It's not how I would have addressed this issue. Tim Ryan. Well, there's no doubt the college situation should be open, should be about opening up opportunities. Waiving debt for those already on a trajectory to financial security sends the wrong message to the millions of Ohioans without a degree. That's a guy that wants to win the state. I'm not saying they mean a syllable of it, but they know the American people want them to say that, which shows how wrong that Michael Bennett says something very similar.
Yeah, it's fundamentally unfair. And the thing that I think most people realize, and again, you know, we were talking a minute ago about how I think that voters have not entirely checked into the election yet. So I'm very suspicious of polls right now. I'm also suspicious of the results of special elections where you have low turnout. I am very wary of
What happened in New York.
Right. I'm very wary about reading too much into those things. It's important information and valuable information, but you can overread into it. Same with polls. I don't believe the polls. You know, there's more going on. And inversely, the worse things are in people's personal lives, the later it is that they check into the election. But that said, it's so obviously unfair what Joe Biden is doing with college tuitions here. If he actually cares about the working poor and the middle class, he would do everything he could to lower inflation and lower the price of gasoline. If you want a bump in their pay immediately, yeah, those two things. And he has done everything he can to make those things worse.
And home heating and home air conditioning through the roof. Everyone's talking about gas cars, but when people talk about their electric bill, that's what people are not discussing. A lot of the times they said they've doubled. They don't understand why, and they don't understand why people aren't addressing that.
And they keep talking about zero-emission cars. There's no such thing as a zero-emission car. It gets charged somehow.
Absolutely. Back in a moment, where Charlie Hurd reviews my performance playing Greg Gutfeld on a television show. Back in a moment.
Giving you everything you need to know. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Our Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
We tried Dynavite Nutritional Supplement, and after a couple of weeks, we noticed a big difference. Our little Gizmo's coat was shinier, and there was a lot less scratching and shedding.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Oh, are you seeing these readings? This is incredible.
Short-staffed, Marco's Climate Research Facility is in the eye of the storm.
Numbers again,
the atmospheric pressure to find more weather specialists is mounting.
Man, this is going to be a big job. We're going to need a bigger team.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Stay on top of the latest news and information from Fox News. Listen and download the Fox News Hourly Update on your time. The trending stories you need anytime you want it. Listen and download now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
What are the most important issues facing Americans today? Every Tuesday, join me, Brett Baer, chief political anchor and executive editor of Special Report, and my rotating all-star panel of experts as we discuss the policies, practices, and possible solutions to the biggest and most important issues. You can hear new episodes every Tuesday. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather Updates throughout your busy day, every day.
5 inches of rain by tomorrow.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right, live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
The International Astronomical, I think it's something to do with planets, Union is holding a contest to name a show some new planets discovered by the James Webb Space Telescope. What would you name your planet? Because this telescope is spotting so many more.
I just thought of something. You can't name it after yourself.
Nope.
You can't name it after your dog.
Nope. Nope.
Right, so call it Uranus. I want to join a team with Judge for Uranus.
Right, absolutely.
I changed my mind.
Right, but you don't know who's been there. So that was the way our show ended. Charlie Hurd was a superstar last night on Gutfeld. You've done the show before. I've done it before as a panelist. It was the first time he's taken a week off. So we have a series of hosts. Tyrus Tuesday, Monday was Kat, Wednesday was me.
Yeah, I think that you were so incredible last night.
Oh, thank you.
I think that Gutfeld might be out of a job.
You think he might not come back?
I think he might be pushed out.
Right.
We'll see tonight. We'll see who shows up,
Dana tonight.
But will she? I think that they might just cancel.
Repeat to last night's show?
No, I think you're going to get a call at about 3:00.
Really?
Yeah.
And so just stay off the phone.
They're going to be like, we can't do this anymore. There's only one true late night comedian, and it's Brian Kilmeade. It's not GG.
Well, I will say this. Tonight at the 5, I will try to reclaim some of that away game magic because it's not my home turf. I'll be on the 5.
All right.
And then I know you get upset at this, but I also am going to be on stage September 8th in Albany at the Egg, and I want people to see me go get tickets and watch on stage. I get jokes about history and politics. It's the most fun I have.
I think that that's why it was such a spectacular success, is because it was actually a Brian Kilmeade infomercial last night, the whole thing. And it's all part of...
I didn't really get to plug the radio show.
This is where Fox is going anyway. We're going to 24-hour... Brian Kilmeade.
Right.
Just nothing but...
John Scott. I like to be me and John Scott.
You and John Scott. There. But then also, you know, you have your hit with Barney every week. So
right.
That's why we have Fox
All right, so
Business.
I'll talk to Barney.
It's going to be 24 and a half hours of Brian Kilmeade programming every day.
Do you think that's sellable?
Oh,
you think we can get sponsors?
Are you kidding me?
Okay, that's true.
I mean, Cars for Kids is going to... It's going to be... every commercial will be Cars for Kids.
By the way, the most... I don't know. Are they a sponsor? The most annoying commercial ever.
No, it's not annoying. It's effective. You sing it to yourself.
Out of hate.
It doesn't matter. It still works.
How many cars do those kids need? But we actually use that clip. Charlie, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on tonight. I'll talk to you soon. Keep it here. Brian Kilmeade Show. Rage is on.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow. Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code UP for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or any gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code UP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code UP for 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up.
Veterans. Did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veterans Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.